The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the field for exciting gridiron action. And now here's the voice of Irish football, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you football fans wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps this afternoon you're joining us by way of the internet. Along with my broadcast partner Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another day of DeSales High School football on your home for Irish Radio. Irish Radio, as you all know, presented by our good friend Charlie Conan at Conan Rock Products. It has satisfied the Valley's rock and gravel needs for half a century, in part by helping to beautify the Walla Walla Valley with decorative rocks and boulders. Conan Rock Products, its phone number is 541-938-6856, and its address is 81890 Cows Creek Road in Milton Freewater. Our pregame show is presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Dave Conan at Concrete Industries, 512 North 13th Avenue in Walla Walla. Call 525-9143 or send an email to dave@concreteindustries.com for all your concrete queries. And this afternoon, we're coming to you from Pomeroy, Washington, live Becker Field, rainy and windy and gloomy Pomeroy, Washington, where the DeSales Irish will be taking on the Pomeroy Pirates for supremacy, to determine supremacy in the Southeast 1B football ranks. DeSales clinching the Great Division last Friday night with an exciting victory over Liberty Christian. Pomeroy comes into this game, Steve, as Wheat Division champions.
Yep, that they do, and they're rated, we're rated number 2 in the state. They are rated number 5, but it's kind of weird. We discussed that on our way in here, and there's some weird algorithms on how they figure that. There's 3 teams left that are undefeated, and 2 of them are meeting right here in Pomeroy. And just so you know, that wet stuff coming out of the sky, that's called rain. I didn't know if you knew that or not, Roy.
Our touchdowns will be presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Greg Tompkins at Tompkins Appliance. They have been specializing in parts, service, and repair since 1966. Call 529-3185 or go to www.tompkinsappliance.com for more information. Tompkins Appliance is located at 270 East Boeing Avenue at the Walla Walla Regional Airport. And our kickoffs will be presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Lynn Irish Clark at Farmers Insurance, 511 West Main Street in Walla Walla. Farmers gets you back where you belong. Our sidelines will be sponsored by our good friend and DeSales alum Donnie Biagi at Biagi Appraisal Services, 1066 Biagi Lane in Walla Walla. Call 509-570-6670 or send an email to DonnieBiagi@yahoo.com for all appraisal service questions. And our two-point conversions will be presented by our friends and DeSales alumni at Chase Electric, 989 South Campbell Road in Walla Walla. Its phone number is 509-529-5071. And our first downs will be presented by our good friend and DeSales booster Hank Warden at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Hank a call at 509-240-3948. Steve?
Yeah, man, this, actually, I know this isn't what you're used to and it's not what the kids are used to, but this is a great day for football. It's playoff football. It's just that time of year. And as we progress, we're going to end up playing some of them teams from the west side that play in this stuff 4 out of 7 days. So I don't know what else to tell you, but it's loads of fun, isn't it? And, oh, it's okay. Go ahead.
Our quarters will be presented by the Campos family at ACO Janitorial Services, commercial and residential. They specialize in carpet, tile, and window cleaning. ACO will be there when you move out or in. Licensed and insured and offering free estimates, ACO Janitorial Services, 509-200-3700 and acojanitorial12@gmail.com. ACO Janitorial Services, loyalty and respect towards our neighbor enriches our spirit. Our scoreboard mentions will be presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Kevin Minyagi at Minyagi Hauling Services. Need a haul? Give Kevin a call at 509-301-3331. Also blessed to have halftime and postgame sponsors as well. Our halftime report presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. Our athletic director's update is presented by the local Knights of Columbus Michael Floor Council number 766 in Walla Walla. And we're happy to have our good friend and DeSales booster Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company sponsoring our halftime statistics. During our postgame show, it's powered by Harold Powerback, our good friends Adam Edwards, and DeSales alum Dave Ron. Also have Eric Kimball, CPA, sponsoring our Player of the Game segment. And our final statistics are presented by our good friend and DeSales alum, Eddie Unk, at the MacArthur Company. Steve?
Yep, and our officials today, unfortunately we don't have their names, but they're provided by the Pullman Association out of Pullman, Washington. So I don't know what to tell you about them, but we'll see. We'll see. And the guys are looking good. The passes were Cohen Wood was completing were just like normal, and we'll just see how this game progresses. But this is two undefeated, two of the three remaining in the 1B classification in the state of Washington that are undefeated. So it should be a heck of a game.
And during the course of our Concrete Industries pregame show, we will have starting lineups presented by Todd Kimball. Also a Tom's Yard Care Coach's Corner interview with the Sales head football coach, Josh Richard. And coming up next, a Walla Walla OMS player profile interview with the Sales freshman, Mateo Jimenez. We'll have it for you when the Concrete Industries pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Welcome back to Irish Radio, everyone. Presented by Conan Rock Products, I'm Roy Elia. The Concrete Industries pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friends Dr. Antonio Casso and Dr. Cecil Ash at Walla Walla Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery. Walla Walla OMS is located at 312 South 3rd Avenue. And we are delighted to be joined by Mateo Jimenez, a freshman member of the DeSales High School football team, for our player profile segment this week. And Mateo, let's talk about the regular season that concluded last Friday at Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus. The Irish completing an undefeated regular season with a win over Liberty Christian, a final score of 36-28. Tell us what your emotions were, what the emotions of the team were when that clock hit triple zero.
Well, when going into the game, our energy was the highest it's ever been, and that sideline really helped us keep it throughout the game. And, you know, my energy, I've never had that much adrenaline running through my body through the whole entire weekend. I really feel like it all came together, and our teamwork really helped to put that away, that win.
And do you think it was because of the opponent or what was at stake last Friday night?
Both, really. We wanted that. We didn't want to lose for the sixth time, and coming to that game, we knew how much we wanted it, and what was at stake was that district championship that we haven't had in our grasp in 5 years, and I really feel like that put us over the edge on what we wanted to do.
Now, talk about the preparation going into that Liberty Christian game. Were there any things that, any wrinkles that were put into the game plan at all, or was it just basically what had worked so well the first several weeks prior?
think the week of practice really started it all with our Monday and our intensity and everything. We did have, you know, a couple practices where we needed to get ourselves back in check, and I really feel like those days really made us better as a team. And sorry.
No, it's all right.
And I lost my train of thought.
Well, that's quite all right. It was an amazing game last Friday night. Could you have envisioned in your wildest dreams that at one point during that game, you guys would be up on the number one ranked team in the state, 30-6?
I really do think that we had the chance of blowing them out by 40, you know. And coming out of that second half, I feel like our energy was higher than before, and that's the best thing about it. Our intensity stayed throughout the whole entire game, and that really helped us secure that win.
Well, now it's on to another big challenge this weekend. DeSales will be going on the road. After winning the Grape Division title, you'll be facing the Wheat Division champions in the Southeast 1B ranks, the Pomeroy Pirates, this weekend. And that should be quite a contest indeed. Two outstanding teams going to be knocking heads this weekend up in Pomeroy.
We really bring that intensity, we'll definitely get that league championship that we've been waiting for.
And I know as we're conducting this interview, it's just the beginning of the preparation for the Pomeroy contest, but what are some of the things that the team is going to be putting special emphasis on this week to prepare for this very, very tough Pomeroy ball club?
Stopping the run. If we can take that down, our corners, they have coverage on everything, and I really feel like our 30 and our 40 sets are really coming together. And besides, if we stop the run, we'll always win, really.
Well, it should make for a very interesting contest this weekend. But let's turn away from the gridiron for just a moment. Some other sports that you participate in at DeSales, I suspect that football isn't the only one.
Yeah, I play basketball and baseball, too. Yeah, I'm a catcher in baseball. And I pitch and I play first. I'm all the positions, really.
Well, let's focus on football now. Obviously, a freshman member of the football team. You've done some good things offensively, done some great things defensively. And how long have you been playing football?
I've been playing football for 3 years, since seventh grade, yeah. And loved it.
And what piqued your interest in the sport of football?
Being bigger than a lot of kids, it was just fun to go hit someone, you know. And Billy Chase always talks about it, so, you know, I had to try it out.
And you're not saying that just because he's sitting right here, right?
No, not that for sure.
Well, talk about the other sports that you participate in. Obviously, you have a love for those, too.
Yeah. Baseball has always been very close to my heart. It's been, helps me calm down in a lot of things. And basketball, Coach Wood, really close to my family and everything, and that's really helped me keep this basketball and baseball part of my sports life.
Those are the comments of DeSales freshman Mateo Jimenez, bringing to an end our player profile segment for this week. It was presented by our good friends Dr. Antonio Caso and Dr. Cecil Ash at Walla Walla Oral and Maxillo Facial Surgery. Walla Walla OMS is located at 312 South 3rd Avenue. Coming up next, the Tom's Yard Care Coach's Corner, when the Concrete Industries pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper's Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Welcome back to Irish Radio, everyone. Presented by Conan Rock Products, I'm Roy Elia. The Concrete Industries pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner. It's presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Tom Richard at Tom's Yard Care, a certified professional landscape maintenance company that has served the Walla Walla Valley for over two decades. Call 520-5457 for mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and commercial snow plowing services. And head coach Josh Richard, last Friday night at Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus, the Irish wrap up a perfect season, an 8-0 2025, with an exciting victory over number one ranked Liberty Christian. Final score, Irish 36, Patriots 28.
Yeah, it was obviously a great way to finish off the quote-unquote regular season. We've had a lot of games with Liberty Christian and hasn't gone our way very often, but the boys came out extremely fired up. They played really well, and really proud of them and very thankful for them and thankful for the rest of the coaching staff, and it was just an awesome night all around.
It really was, and you talked about the players being fired up. My goodness, the fans were fired up too.
Yeah, it sure sounded like it. I kind of tuned that out a little bit, but when I do notice it, it sounded like it was a really good turnout, which is awesome.
And so many big plays in that game, so many exciting plays in that game, a lot of thrills, to say the least.
Yeah, you know, one of the things learned over the years is to try and just be happy with a few yards at a time. Learned a little bit of that watching the championship game last year with Liberty and Wilbur Creston. And, you know, a lot of times you just keep chunking away and then those big plays are going to happen. And that's kind of what did happen. We kind of kept chipping away with the running game. And then every now and then Cohen and Caleb broke some long runs, and passing game, Maddox was able to get open over the top a couple of times. And so when we can kind of mesh the run and the pass together, it can be a really, really good deal like it was last week.
And such a special night for the seniors, snapping a 5-game losing streak to Liberty Christian and picking up the program's 13th consecutive home victory.
Yeah, you always feel good for the seniors when you can have senior night end in a victory. And this last one against Liberty probably made it even more special. As you said, we hadn't beat them. That group of seniors hadn't beat them yet. So it was awesome to see them get to experience that.
The first time since October 8th, 2021, that the Irish have defeated the Patriots on the gridiron. And as a result of this outstanding season, an undefeated season thus far, the Irish reaping some rewards earlier this week by way of all conference selections.
Yeah, we were very well represented on the all conference team. You know, a lot of times in recent years, it's come down to how this game with Liberty Christian goes. And you know, after shaking hands with Coach Lukens, he said, well, looks like Cohen had Offensive Player of the Year wrapped up. And he did a great job, obviously, all year long, as did Hudson and Manning and Maddox and Malachi and Jason. Jason getting co-Defensive Player of the Year was awesome. So, obviously, they're all big parts of what we do. And I think it was well represented on the all-conference team.
And this Saturday, a chance to build on what has been a tremendous 2025 campaign. A big contest coming up to determine the bragging rights in the Southeast 1B ranks. The Grape Division champion Irish taking on the Wheat Division champion Pomeroy Pirates.
Yeah, this is obviously another big game. It's hard to have two big games like this back to back. We definitely have a little bit more of a history with Liberty Christian, but we have definitely a history with Pomeroy. It's been a while since we've beaten them, I believe. And so, you know, big opportunity to keep that number one. We definitely have a little bit more of a target on our back now. And so the boys got to come out just as fired up as they did last week.
And Pomeroy redefines what smash mouth football is all about.
Yeah, Pomeroy's always been a pretty physical team. They don't change their offensive or defensive schemes too much, but they come after you for sure. And, you know, after last week, I think last week's game prepared us for the physicality. Liberty is usually a pretty physical team as well. So I believe we're going to be up to the challenge. It's just a matter of whether or not we execute like we can.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Tom Richard at Tom's Yard Care, a certified professional landscape maintenance company that has served the Walla Walla Valley for over two decades. Call 520-5457 for mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and commercial snow plowing services. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Concrete Industries pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And welcome back to Liebecker Field in Pomeroy. Along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia, continuing our Concrete Industries pregame show with starting lineups. They are presented by our Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer, and a sales alum, Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting offense for the DeSales Irish, as announced by great division coach of the year, Josh Richard, who comes into this game 42-11 as Irish head coach. Cohen Wood will start at quarterback, 6 feet tall, 175 pounds, and a junior. Running back, Caleb Bingham, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 185 pounds, and a junior. Wide receivers, Jason Guest, 5 feet 9 inches tall, 145 pounds, and a senior. Malachi Raymond, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 170 pounds, and a junior. Starting tight end will be Dominic Fazzari, 6 feet tall, 160 pounds, and a sophomore. And starting up front, Hudson Hall, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 250 pounds, and a junior. Santiago Saldana, 5 feet 8 inches tall, 180 pounds, and a sophomore. And Manning Filan, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds, and a senior. Starting defense for the DeSales Irish, the defensive ends, Dominic Fazzari, 6 foot, 160 and a sophomore, Manning Filan, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds and a senior, and the nose guard will be Hudson Hall, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 250 pounds and a junior. Starting linebackers, Caleb Bingham, 6'2", 185 and a junior, and Mateo Jimenez, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds and a freshman. And the cornerbacks will be Tyce Wood, 5 feet 9 inches tall, 135 pounds and a freshman. And Maddox Filan, 5 feet 8 inches tall, 155 pounds and a senior. And Jason Guest will start at safety, 5 feet 9 inches tall, 145 pounds and a senior. Those are the starting lineups for the DeSales Irish on both offense and defense. They were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer, and DeSales alum Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. That's going to do it for our pregame show. It was presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Dave Conan at Concrete Industries. They are located
defensive end, the senior, number 30,
512 North 13th Avenue in Walla Walla. Call 525-9143 or send an email to dave@concreteindustries.com for all your concrete queries. Steve?
Yeah, I just want to say to the listeners tonight that Roy's doing the best he can. He's got to deal with the rain and the wind and lots of papers and trying to keep them dry. So, well, Roy might not be as smooth as normal, but he's giving it 100%. I trust freshman trust me on that. So, anyway, today we got two undefeated teams. This late in the season, that's a pretty amazing thing to say. And the West Side's got to be saying, what's going on with that Southeast League? Because we had three undefeated teams in here until last Friday. And at the end of today, we'll have one still. And that's pretty amazing. So, and if we have some Pomeroy people cheering around the neighborhood, we're going to. Let's cheer with them. Everybody's getting wet and everybody's going to have a good time. So. Let's go. Let's get some football going, Roy.
We'll be back with the opening kickoff for this afternoon's football game, DeSales versus Pomeroy, after we step aside for a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Are you experiencing a slow drain? Call today and whoosh it away. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're offering a $99 main drain line opening. Slow drains, clogs, backed up toilets, and stinky odors mean your sewer line needs to be opened. Don't ignore the problem. It's only going to get worse. Call Total Comfort Solutions today. Our technicians always respond quickly to drain problems. We'll open your drain and whoosh your problems away. Call 204-1744. Total Comfort Solutions. One less thing to worry about.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with Maple Cookie Crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again at rainy Liebecker Field in Pomeroy, along with Steve Taylor. I'm Roy Elia. The captains meeting in the center of the field. DeSales has won the toss. They elect to defer. They'll be going from left to right in this first quarter of this contest to determine bragging rights in the Southeast 1B League ranks. The DeSales Irish about to take on the Pomeroy Pirates, Steve.
Yeah, and the rain's picked up a little bit, so it's going to be an interesting game. But we got two teams that are well coached. We've been impressed with the Pomeroy Pilots since the 4 years that I've been with the sales, and they have a track record. So we're going to be in for a tough challenge. We'll just see how the weather affects everybody. They're all ready to play. They were both completing passes and looking good. So let's go back to Roy.
Our first quarter this afternoon presented by ACO Janitorial Services. Upcoming, a Farmers Insurance kickoff from the DeSales Irish. Malachi Raymond will be kicking off for the Irish. Alan Campos not available this afternoon, Steve.
Yeah, that's a shame, but Malachi can kick the ball a long way, so that's a good thing. And this might be a good situation. The upbacks playing up a little bit, so might be a time to bury this one.
All right, the lines are set. We await the official's whistle. And there it is. The run forward by Malachi Raymond. And his kickoff off the tee. Going to be taken at around the 10-yard line. Across the 15 goes the ball carrier. And he's going to be spun down around the 20-yard line. With the return for Pomeroy on the opening kickoff of this football game. The Farmers Insurance kickoff was Wyatt Huey. And Huey advances across the 20. We'll call it the 25-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, Jimenez with a nice open field tackle. That was a good job. And here we go. They've got first and 10.
Wide side of the field to the left. A tight formation for the Pirates. Vinny Vecchio is the starting quarterback. And the snap is going to go back. A wildcat type of a situation. Harris with the carry for Pomeroy. And he is going to be stopped after a 3-yard advance, Steve.
Yeah, and all I can tell you is a wall of white jerseys on that one. That was a good job by the Sales to stop that one for a short gainer.
And a hurry-up offense for the Pirates. Again, wide side of the field to the left, and the snap will go back to Harris one more time, and he'll be driven out of bounds on the far sideline by Maddox Filan. A nice hustle play on his part, Steve.
Yeah, Maddox Filan did a great job with that, pushing him out of bounds. Maybe they picked up a little bit, but not much. Nope, they actually lost yardage.
So third and 8 coming up for the Pomeroy Pirates. And Vecchio back to pass. Pass to the near side. The pass is caught. Harris to the near side. And it looks like he's going to have an Edward Jones. Hank Warden first down as he's driven out of bounds on the near sideline. A nice little screen play on the part of the Pirates, Steve.
Yeah, Jimenez was pressuring that quarterback. So that was, he was definitely right in his face. Nice job. Tyce Wood was part of that tackle.
Yeah, the ball's going to be spotted at the 39-yard line. And a running play on first down, going to be Harris going off the right-hand side that time, Steve.
Yeah, and that was number 34. That was Bingham. Bingham. Oh, it is number 34. Who is number 34?
Caleb Bingham.
Is it? Okay.
Wide side of the field to the left, second down, a long 7 to go for the Pirates. And an inside handoff. And it's not going to yield a whole heck of a lot. No gain on the play for Nelson. Conrad Nelson was the ball carrier for the Pomeroy Pirates. Big number 55. No gain on the play. And that'll bring up third down for the Pirates. Third down. And 7 yards to go.
7.5 yards to go.
And some adjusting by the Pirates. Approaching 2 minutes gone by in this opening quarter. We are scoreless and delighted to have you with us for our Irish broadcast this afternoon. Vecchio to pass. He is belted by Dominic Fazari. A forced fumble, and the Sales makes the recovery. Manning Filan after the sack on the play. And what a big hit that was, Steve.
Yeah, and the headline has been signaling first down going the other direction. So they didn't feel that was an incomplete forward pass. That was a fumble. Nicely done by Fazari.
Very well done indeed. A big time rush and a fumble on the play. And DeSales will take over at the Pomeroy 40-yard line. After the big hit by Dominic Fazari and then the fumble recovery by Manning Filan. Irish up to the line of scrimmage. Equal running room to either side. Receivers on either side. Bingham in the backfield with Cohen Wood, who is in the shotgun formation. Raymond back in motion toward the formation. Takes a shovel pass. Goes around the far side. Malachi Raymond with some big-time yardage down the Aji Appraisal Services sideline far side. Going to be thrown out of bounds at around the 15-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, that was amazing. I've never seen Malachi do that. That was a great run. And unfortunately, I don't have a number 7 on here, but I can't help you out with who did the tackle. Nice job.
23-yard advance. Malachi Raymond with the reception.
Let's go, boys!
A first down for the Irish at the Pomeroy 17-yard line. Wide side of the field to the right, two receivers right. And Wood is back to pass. Throws to the far side. Raymond slipped on the far side, but managed to make a nice diving catch at around the 10, Steve.
Yeah, that was an amazing catch by Malachi because he was losing his balance when he dove for the ball. And that was a nice second effort, and he got it done and got a nice gainer out of it.
Unified on the play, second and five.
Ball just outside the 10-yard line. Going to be second down and a long four to go, a short five to go for the Irish. No score on the board, 9:18 and counting. Time remaining first quarter. Wood takes the snap, hands off to Bingham. Bingham up the middle. And Bingham will bull his way inside the 10-yard line. Going to be close to first down yardage. Don't think he quite got there, but a nice effort nonetheless, Steve.
Yeah, Bingham did a great job on that, and I'm thinking it was number 66, maybe Collier with the tackle on that. Sorry, we're almost at field height, and so it's tough to see the numbers sometimes.
So third down and a yard to go for the Irish at the Pomeroy 8-yard line. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score, 8:42 and counting left in the first quarter. DeSales nothing and Pomeroy nothing, but the Irish on the move looking to capitalize on an early Pomeroy fumble. This time Wood is under center. Signal's called. He's going to hand off to Bingham. Bingham is hit behind the line of scrimmage, but he is going to struggle forward going off the left-hand side, and I believe he'll have an Edward Jones hammering Hank Wharton first down. It will be first down and goal to go for the Irish at the Pomeroy 4, Steve.
Yeah, well, Bingham did a great job of just bulldozing that one in, so we're going to be inside of the 10-yard line, so we're goal to goal. That's awesome.
Irish up to the line of scrimmage. Pomeroy 4-yard line, first down, goal to go. Receiver near side, Malachi Raymond. Wood is under center, takes the snap, hands off to Caleb Bingham. And Bingham is going to be stacked up after a short advance.
Two on the play.
Credited with a 2-yard advance, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good run by Bingham. Just keep chipping away at it. Push yourself into there for the touchdown. That would be nice. Especially as the field gets wetter, just go ahead and bang this thing out.
Second down, goal to go for the Irish. At the Pomeroy 2-yard line. Irish up to the line of scrimmage. Raymond, receiver out to the right. Bingham in the backfield. Wood again under center. Going to take it himself. Goes off the right side, and he's into the end zone for a Tompkins Appliance touchdown with 7:25 remaining to be played in the first quarter, Steve.
Yeah, Wood did a great job on that. He had a nice hole, and then he also reached it out there, and just in case somebody was to try to bang him before he got in there. So a nice run by Cohen Wood. I know it wasn't nothing spectacular, but on a day like today, that's awesome.
So the Irish off to a good start, leading 6-0 with 7:25 remaining in the first quarter. That's your Minyagi Hauling Services score. Now the Chase Electric two-point conversion try after a penetration into the Premier Motors end zone. Pass to the far side by Wood, taken on the knees on the far side. And the ball was caught by Jason Guest for the Chase Electric two-point conversion with 7:25 remaining in the first quarter. The sales 8. Pomeroy, no score, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
My name is Father Leo Paddling Hug.
And a lot of people think that I'm just kind of like funny, but then they actually think about the message, and I make it digestible with a little bit of sweet vinaigrette on top.
It is time to get cooking. We'll make it colorful.
Father Leo Paddling Hug is coming to Walla Walla's Assumption Parish for a 3-day mission on November 8th, 9th, and 10th. Stay tuned for more information.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. The season has changed and so has our inventory. Think you can't get approved for a loan? Challenge accepted. We work with over 60 banks and credit unions. You can even handle the entire approval process online by submitting a credit app at wallawallatoyota.com. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Waiting a Farmers Insurance kickoff from Malachi Raymond. The Irish first into the Premier Motors end zone. 7:25 left in the first quarter. DeSales 8 and Pomeroy no score. The Farmers Insurance kickoff is taken by the Pirates. It's returned up the middle of the field, and the ball carrier is going to be spilled after a fair return. The ball taken by Huey, and he advances to the 32-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good tackle by the midfield tackle there by number 20, and I'm trying to find that. My sheet, my sheets are all getting wet, too. Number 20 being Perkle.
Caleb Perkle with the stop. First and 10, Pomeroy. Here's a running play to the near side. Starting wide near side, then cutting it into the middle is Harris. And Harris will get ahead for good yardage, a gain of 5 coming around the near side, Steve.
Yeah, and there was some meat on that play. We had Hudson Hall and Caleb Bingham leading the charge on that. That's awesome.
Gain of 4, second and 6.
Second down, a long 5 to go for the Pirates. Ball in the middle of the field. And the play up the middle.
Vecchio
is going to be stopped. An outstanding play by Hudson Hall. No gain on the play, Steve.
Yeah, it sure is nice having Hudson Hall back. He just did a great job last week, and he's starting it off in this game, too. He's domineering in that thing.
Third down, 5 yards to go for Pomeroy at its 37-yard line. A low snap, Vecchio to pass, pass over the middle. The pass is caught by the big tight end, and the big guy is going to have an Edward Jones. Hank Morton first down. That was well done by the Pomeroy Pirates. The catch was made by Caleb Miller, and he advances to the 45-yard line, a gain of 8, Steve.
Yeah, Miller, a sophomore, 185 pounds, did a great job on that. Here they go, quick snap.
A quick snap, and going up the middle is Harris, and Harris will advance for good yardage. He is into DeSales territory. The ball spotted at the Irish 48-yard line. Gain of 7 on the play, Steve.
Yeah, he banged around on everybody on that one, man. Manning falling, and here we go again. Hurry up offense.
And this time he is going to be tackled by a blade or two of grass. He slips and goes down on the wet turf. And no gain on that carry for Harris. And we await the center snap on this third down and short play. And Dominic Fazari encroaches into the neutral zone and will give the Pirates an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down by penalty, Steve.
Yeah, and that was a good job, good quick count. And they got a backup there, but that happens. And this is one of those days that's a little unsettling for everybody. So they just got to get settled down and get yourself into this game.
So first and 10, Pomeroy at the DeSales 40-and-a-half-yard line. Inside handoff and tackle made. McKernan is going to be tackled at the line of scrimmage. Looked to go off the left-hand side, but there was nothing there, Steve.
Nothing at all. Manning filing, leading the charge on that. And Dominic Spazzari was part of that. So nice job, guys.
Just under 10 yards to go at the 40.
Second down, 10 yards to go for Pomeroy at the DeSales 40. 8-0 DeSales, 5-10 and counting left in the first quarter. And a pass play at 10. No, it's going to be a running play to the near side, and the ball carrier going to be tackled on the near side. Vecchio will advance across the line of scrimmage. He'll get 5 yards on the play before being tackled, Steve.
Yeah, Bingham with a nice open field tackle and prevented that from going anywhere because there wasn't a whole lot of secondary left. So we got to keep going tough, guys.
Third and 5 for Pomeroy. The ball spotted at the DeSales 35-yard line. Here, Manyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 8, and Pomeroy no score. Pirates with the football at the DeSales 35. Wide side of the field to the right, awaiting the center snap. A long count. And Harris near side going to be belted by Hall and thrown down.
You got to throw that! That's
no gain on the play. No gain. An outstanding play on the part of the Irish, Steve.
Yeah, that was Hudson Hall. Did a great job on that. We have to excuse the parents around if they slip up with their language.
Fourth down, 5 yards to go for Pomeroy. An outstanding tackle on the part of Hudson Hall. No gain on the play for Harris. We await the center snap. It's back to Vecchio. He's back to pass. Pretty good pass protection. He gets away from the initial rush. Now he is going to be tackled by Caleb Bingham. Short of first down yardage. Going to be tackled by Caleb Bingham and Manning Filan. About 2.5 yards short of the first down. And is there a penalty on the play? I don't see a flag.
We got a hold against
us. They're
calling
holding against DeSales. What a surprise.
Irish take over first and 10.
They do not.
Well, they're going to march off 10 yards, and that's going to be a first down by penalty.
Yeah.
For the Pirates, their second such first down of the ball game, and the ball will be spotted at the DeSales 23-yard line. And if we don't have halftime or final statistics, folks, I apologize. My papers are wet, and they are an absolute mess. So I'm just going to try to concentrate on the play-by-play as best I can. So here is Harris, near side. Tries to cut it up the middle, breaks a couple of tackles, and he is going to be brought down. He is taken down near side by Jason Guest, Steve.
Yeah, Jason Guest with a nice open field tackle for a short gainer. And everybody is stepping up and swarming on this defense, this offense right now. The defense has got their number right at the moment.
Ball at the DeSales 21-and-a-half-yard line, and we're going to have a flag thrown. I think Pomeroy is going to be guilty of an illegal snap as the ball was moved before the snap, Steve.
Yeah, that's what he's out of. They traveled, one of the two. Hey, are you getting some heat over there? So that was that's going to back him up a little bit. And here we go. Still second down.
3:19 remaining in the first quarter. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score to Sales 8 and Pomeroy no score. Wide side of the field to the right. Vecchio in the shotgun. Drops back to pass. Good pass protection. Pass far side. It is knocked away and incomplete. Jason Guest with the coverage, Manning Filan with the coverage for the defense. The intended receiver there was Conrad Nelson. The pass falls incomplete, Steve.
Yeah, now we had two receivers there, two white shirts and one black shirt, so that was in our favor, definitely.
Third down, 13 yards to go for Pomeroy at the DeSales 27-yard line. And Vecchio drops back to pass. Here comes the rush. Pass to the near side. A nice screen play. Harris is going to be brought down, however, by Caleb Bingham. Going to be brought down after an advance to the 25-yard line. A gain of two on that pass play, Steve.
Yeah, that was a nice third down play for us. It was good defense. And hopefully you can hear us okay down here.
Fourth down, 11 yards to go for Pomeroy at the DeSales 25-yard line. Signals called at the line of scrimmage. And Vecchio drops back to pass, back pedals, pass to the near side. The pass is underthrown and intercepted by Jason Guest. Across the 15, across the 20, near side goes Jason Guest. Breaks another tackle, breaks it to the far side of the field. He's to the 30. Stiff arms a man at the 30, gets away from that man at the 30. Far side 35, he's to the 40, and finally knocked down at around the 42-yard line. Into Sales territory, an outstanding play on the part of Jason Guest as he first rumbled down the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline near side and then managed to break to the middle of the field and then to the far side of the field. A magnificent return by number three, Steve.
Yeah, Jason Guest did a good job of improvising on that one and definitely gained some yardage on that. What did he get on that, 20?
27 yards.
27 yards, that's amazing.
Intercepted it at the 15-yard line. And advance to the DeSales 42. First down and 10 yards to go. Wide side of the field to the right for the Irish. Two receivers left, one right. Wood in the shotgun formation. He's back to pass. Sets up in the pocket. Pass protection breaks down, breaks a deep ball, throws a deep ball down the far side, or down the middle, I should say, for Manning Filan. The pass overthrown and incomplete. Steve?
Yeah, that was a good play. It's okay to overthrow one of these. You're going to overthrow a few of these in this weather. But just keep moving the ball down. This is a gained opportunity. And, I was looking at Pomeroy, and they've been averaging 20 points more than the average, the other team on the first quarter. So this is a shock for the Pomeroy fans, that's for sure.
Second and 10 for the Irish at their 42. A handoff to Bingham. Bingham going off the right-hand side, puts the head down and advances for a good yardage. He'll advance for a four-yard gain to the 46, Steve.
Yeah, this is Bingham's kind of game. Just give him the ball and let him bowl his way through. And he did exactly that. So, beautiful run by Bingham.
My apologies. The line of scrimmage just moments ago at the 41-yard line. He advances for five, does Caleb Bingham. Third down and 5 yards to go for DeSales at its 46-yard line. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 8 and Pomeroy no score. Running play on third down, Caleb Bingham bowls his way ahead. Going to be just short of the first down, I believe, but it's going to be very, very close as he managed to get his way into Pomeroy territory and is fourth down, a gain of four on that play, Steve.
Yeah, this is, like I said, this is Bingham's kind of game. Just bang this thing through and you know, give him an edge the ball once in a while just to keep him honest. So if you can't hear us very well out here, we got some motivated Pomeroy fans.
Ball at the midfield stripe, fourth down, a yard to go for the Irish. Cohen Wood is under center, signals called, and he'll take it himself. He'll have an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Wharton first down going off the right-hand side. A nice call on the play by the Irish, Steve.
Yeah, that was a perfect time for the quarterback sneak, and probably half the team knew that he was going to do that, but that was a beautiful run and nice job. So with nasty conditions like that, we don't need to be airing it out all the time.
First and 10 Irish at the Pomeroy 47.
So a gain of three on that play. And Edward Jones hammering Hank Wharton first down at the Pomeroy 47-yard line. Equal running room to either side. Two receivers out to the right. Signals called by Wood. A bad snap. He picks it up on one bounce. Rolls to the near side. Looks. Now he'll run it to the near side and be taken out of bounds on the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline on the near side. So that could have been a big-time disaster for the Irish. But instead, it's going to go in the books as no gain, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good job by the by Cohen Wood just to get that ball back down, get it under control, and advance it down the field and get it to no gain. So nice job, Cohen.
Loss of a couple inches on the play. Second and down, just over 10 yards to go.
Second and 10 for the Irish at the Pomeroy 47-yard line. Two receivers out to the left this time, the wide side of the field. Signals called by Wood. He's back to pass. Going to throw a deep ball to the far side. Receiver is out there. The pass is overthrown and incomplete. He was looking for Malachi Raymond on the far side. Nice Raymond. Coverage on the far side by McKernan of the Pomeroy Pirates, Steve.
Yeah, and that was it's a rough time of a game to be doing that with it raining so hard. You're just going to have to, you got to get the feel for the ball and make that play happen. But you got to keep the defense honest. If they think you're going to run all the time, then they're just going to stop the run.
Over 10 yards to go for the Irish.
Third down, 10 yards to go for DeSales at the Pomeroy 47-yard line. 8-0 DeSales, 16 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Pass to the far side, cut by Phelan. Maddox to the far side, going to be thrown down at the 40-yard line. And that's going to set up a 4th-and-3 situation for the Irish, Steve.
Yeah, Maddox did a great job on that. And once he pulled it down, he was able to advance enough to get that. Now they got decision time by the coaches. They got to figure out, do we go for it or do we cough and kick this thing down into the corner? Got the end of the quarter.
And after one quarter, your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 8 and Pomeroy no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The second quarter is presented by ACO, Janitorial Services. Fourth down and 3 yards to go for the Irish. A penalty flag is thrown before the snap of the football. A lot of movement at the line of scrimmage. The Irish going to be flagged for illegal procedure.
Yeah, that was one that could have gone either way, but the officials determined that it was the offense that moved there first, so back we go.
To the 45-yard line, fourth down and 8 yards to go coming up for the Irish. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score. DeSales 8 and Pomeroy no score. Irish up to the line of scrimmage, wide side of the field to the right. Two receivers out to the right, Ben Garcia on the outside, and we have whistles blown. Yeah, we have a timeout called by the Irish. I believe we do. No indication yet from the officials. They say there is a timeout on the field. Score DeSales 8. Pomeroy no score, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. Listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again in Pomeroy, along with Steve Taylor. I'm Roy Elia. Fourth down, 8 yards to go for the Irish at the Pomeroy 45-yard line. Shotgun formation, Wood back to pass. Three-man rush. Going to loop a ball far side. Phelan is out there. Phelan makes the catch at the 23. Far side 10. He's to the 5. He's into the end zone. An Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down. A Tompkins appliance touchdown. Cohen Wood to Manning Phelan, make that Maddox Phelan for 45 yards on the score, Steve.
Yeah, Maddox did a great job on that. Once he turned around, he had to beat a couple of defenders and got that in for 6. He had some, I think he had Jason Guest kind of helping him down there as a blocker, but that was a great job, a nice pass. Keep it simple, guys. With this wet ground, we don't need to be doing anything crazy.
An amazing play on fourth down and 8 yards to go. And the Irish into the Premier Motors end zone for the second time in this contest. Chase Electric, 2-point conversion, play action fake. Wood rolls near side, pass in the end zone is intercepted. Pass picked off by the Pomeroy Pirates, so the Chase Electric 2-point conversion attempt fails. With 11:50 left in the second quarter, it's DeSales 14 and Pomeroy no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Awaiting a Farmers Insurance kickoff from Malachi Raymond. 11:50 left in the second quarter. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score to sales 14. Pomeroy, no score. End over end kick to the far side. Going to bounce out of bounds on the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline far side. So Pomeroy will take over in mere moments, Steve.
Yeah, and I bet you the odds are they're going to take it on the 35, but they do have those options, and they are valuable options, but it looks like you're going to take it on the 35.
All right.
You just never know.
So the Irish
put the ball on the 35-yard line,
taking advantage of a couple of Pomeroy turnovers, a fumble, and an interception to put a couple of touchdowns on the board here in the first half. Pomeroy with the football at its 35-yard line. And Harris rolls to the near side to pass, throws his pass. It's caught by Vecchio for a short advance, a gain of a couple on the play, maybe 3 yards on the play, Steve.
Yeah, and Bingham with a nice open field tackle, just manhandled right to the ground. I don't think the weather's bothering Bingham at all.
Second down, a long 7 to go for Pomeroy at its 37.5-yard line. Waiting the center snap, and there it is. Going around the far side is McKernan. McKernan, after taking the handoff from Vecchio, he is going to be tackled at around the line of scrimmage by a hustling Manning Filan, Steve.
Yeah, Manning Filan did a great job on that. Whenever you can tackle the running back, the quarterback or the running back from behind like that, that's amazing. They did a great job on that. Nice job.
8 yards to go.
So no gain on the play. Third and a long 7 for Pomeroy at its 37.5-yard line. Waiting the center snap, and there it is. And a pass over the middle. The pass is going to be caught. A beautiful play by Pomeroy. And it's going to result in Edward Jones, Hank Warden, first down. Maddox Filan with a tackle near side, but a big, big pass play. An outstanding job that time by Vecchio finding Conrad Nelson for an Edward Jones, Hank Warden, first down. They're going to spot the ball at the DeSales 37-yard line, an advance of 25 yards. And we have a hurry-up offense by the Pirates. Wide side of the field to the left. A big first down for Pomeroy. A big third down conversion. Here's Harris near side. Fumbles the football. It is recovered by the Irish. The ball stripped by the Irish. Recovered by the Irish. Manning Filan with the fumble recovery. That is turnover number 3 in the ball game, registered by the DeSales defense, Steve.
Yeah, there was 3 white jerseys around that loose football. No black jerseys at all. There was no chance. So, again, you have to forgive that we got some pretty excited parents around here. So
a short advance of a couple to the 35-yard line. A big hit by the Irish, forcing the fumble. And DeSales makes the recovery. Manning Filan makes the recovery at the DeSales 35-yard line. Wide side of the field to the right. 2 receivers right, 1 left. Signals called by Cohen Wood. Caleb Bingham with him in the backfield. He's back to pass, looking, going to throw a deep ball near side for Raymond. Raymond is there, and Raymond cannot come up with the football. Nice defense on the near side by McKernan at around the Pomeroy 30-yard line. And that'll make it second down and 10 yards to go, Steve.
Yeah, McKernan with the coverage on that.
And
I think he was a little close on that one, but I'm not an official anymore, and I'm not the one to make the call, so.
So second down and 10 yards to go for the Irish at their 35-yard line. 10:24 remaining in the second quarter. Norman Yagi Hauling Services score. DeSales 14 and Pomeroy no score. Receivers each way for the Irish. Bingham in the backfield with Wood. Shotgun formation. And a snap back to Wood. Going to pass to the far side. Wide open was Raymond. He drops the football at around the 45-yard line. Oh, what a tough break.
Yeah, that had 6 written all over it. That was
Malachi knows it, too.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That's too bad. He was wide open, but he was not able to secure the football out in the far flat. Otherwise, he may still be running. But instead, it's an incomplete pass. 3rd and 10 for the Irish at their 35-yard line. And we have whistles blown before the snap of the football.
Might be an equipment issue. Looks like number 11's coming off the field.
Yep, Malachi is coming off the field. And he is going to be replaced by Tice Wood in the DeSales lineup. Tice is out to the right-hand side. Out to the left is Jason Guest. 3rd down, 10 yards to go for the Irish. And Wood going to hand it off to Bingham. Bingham looking to go up the middle. So the Irish elect to go to the run on 3rd down and long yardage. Caleb Bingham goes up the middle and will pick up 1 yard on the play, bringing up 4th down and 9 yards to go, Steve.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that. They tried it after the turnover. They tried a big play, and now they did a small conservative play.
Well, Irish look like they're going to go for it in their own territory. Wood takes the snap. Play action fake, looking to pass, going to throw a deep ball to the far side, looking for Guest, the ball is off his hands and incomplete. And some good defense on the far side. Nice defense as Guest and the defender, Creighton Kimball, went up for the football. And the ball off of Guest's hands and incomplete. And the Irish turned the ball over on downs at their 36-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, Creighton Kimball, a freshman, 190 pounds, did a great job on that. That's not normally a play you see a freshman convert. They did a great job on that.
So 1st and 10, Pomeroy, good field position at the DeSales 36-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left. And Harris on a running play is going to go off the right side. He's going to be dumped by Maddox Filan. Harris with the carry, and he will advance. Well, it appears to be 5 yards on the play. Gain of 5. Second down and 5 yards to go coming up for the Pirates. Yurimanyagi hauling services score. DeSales 14, Pomeroy no score. And an inside handoff going around the far side as McKernan breaks one tackle. And he will get into the defensive backfield. He is tackled by Jason Guest, but he will get an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. But there is a penalty flag down back and around the line of scrimmage. Let's check on the infraction with 9:08 left in quarter number two.
Indication is holding.
Holding is the call against Pomeroy. And that's a break for the Irish, Steve.
Yeah, it sure is. And sorry, I couldn't help you that any sooner because he's making the signal in such a way that I can't see him. So
the ball will come back.
Boy, this is a righteous rain. Look at that stuff come down out
outside
there.
Outside the 40-yard line.
That only takes the ball back to the 40-yard line.
Going to make it second down and about 14 yards to go for the Pirates. At the DeSales, 41-yard line. Signals call and the snap back to Harris, looking to go around the near side. Jimenez is after him, and Jimenez has got him for a loss back at around the 45-yard line of the Irish, Steve.
Yeah, Jimenez had him in his sights right from the snap, and was able to take him back. Nice job.
Very good pursuit on the part of Mateo Jimenez, bringing up second down and 17 yards to go for Pomeroy. That'll make it 16. Ball is at the DeSales 44-yard line.
We're down 18 yards to go for the
approaching Pirates. 8.5 minutes left in the second quarter. And a throw back to the far side. The pass is off the hands of the intended receiver and incomplete. Just out of the reach of defender Tice Wood. And off of the hands of Nelson on the far side. Otherwise, that might be 6 points for the Pirates, Steve.
Yeah, or six points for us. Tice Wood could have converted that because he definitely had the leap for it. That was beautiful. Nice job,
pass that time. Yep, pass that time by Harris. An incomplete pass. Stops the clock with 8:29 left in the second quarter. 14-0 in favor of DeSales. Fourth down and 17 yards to go, and we have whistles blown one more time before the snap. And it might be for an equipment repair, perhaps. As Nelson checks out of the ball game, and he is replaced by Newberg in the Pomeroy lineup. Wide side of the field to the left. Signals called by Vecchio. Harris is in the backfield with him. Fourth and 17 for the Pirates. There's the center snap. And here comes Hudson Hall. He gets away from Hudson Hall. Has plenty of time. Throws a pass to the near side. The pass is going to be caught by Pomeroy for an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. The ball carrier backtracking, but we have another penalty flag thrown in the middle of the field. And this one may be against Pomeroy as well, Steve. An amazing play on the part of the Pirates as the pass was caught on the near side by Caleb Miller. But it's going to go for naught as Pomeroy is called for ineligible downfield, Steve.
Yep, and that one's always just a brain fart on somebody's part. They shouldn't have been downfield, and they know better. And so we're going to take it back 5 more yards and try that play again.
A tough, tough break for the Pirates. Looked like they had a first down deep into sales territory, but no. Fourth down, 22 yards to go for the Pirates after the 5-yard penalty. The ball is at the DeSales 49-yard line. 14-0 DeSales coming up on the 8-minute mark, time remaining second quarter. Low snap taken by Vecchio, a blitz, pass to the far side. The pass is going to be incomplete. And the Irish will take over on downs at their 49-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, they get good field position out of this one. That's the danger of not going three and out, but they're going four and out. So that's danger for Pomeroy. Yeah, obviously a danger for us, but that they're not used to seeing this score. This is Pomeroy's a good coach team.
Yurimanyagi hauling services score, 7:58 left in the second quarter. DeSales 14 and Pomeroy no score. Irish takeover on downs at their 49-yard line. Irish up to the line of scrimmage. Hudson Hall over the football at center. Two receivers out to the left. Caleb Bingham in the backfield. Wood back to pass. Pass far side, caught by Bingham. He's across the 45, 50, down the far sideline. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, breaks a tackle. He goes out of bounds on the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline, far side. They're going to spot the football at the Pomeroy 20-yard line. A passing advance of 31 yards, Steve.
Yeah, an outstanding running by Caleb Bingham.
Oh,
they were able to just push him out of bounds because he was tiptoeing along the sideline. So, nice job, Caleb Bingham. Like I said, this is his kind of game.
First and 10 to Sales at the Pomeroy 20-yard line. 7:49 left in period two. 14-0 to Sales, wide side of the field to the left. Receivers each way. Signals called by Cohen Wood. And he's back to pass. Pass far side. Receiver makes the catch. It is Malachi Raymond, and he will be taken out of bounds on the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline at far side. A nice tackle, a nice open field tackle on the far side by the Pomeroy Pirates. It was achieved by Kimball.
Yeah, Kimball did a great job. And you keep reminding Kimball's a freshman. Nice play. And Malachi did a good job out there and just got a small gain, 4 or 5 yards. That's perfect.
Gain of 4 on the play. Second down, a long 6 to go for DeSales at the Pomeroy 16-and-a-half-yard line. The rain continuing to come down here at Liebecker Field. As the Irish come up to the line of scrimmage, two receivers left, one to the right, wide side of the field to the left. Empty backfield, and Wood back to pass. He sets up. He throws far side. Receiver is there, and receiver, does he make the catch? He does not. Outstanding coverage on the far side on the part of the Pomeroy Pirates. Close to a reception on the far side, Steve. He was looking for Jason Guest, but it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, McCarron, Rory McCarron did a great job of defending that. He was on him like his shirt and was able to block that ball away. Nicely done. I couldn't see the catch or no catch, but I saw the ball flailing through there because McCarron did such a good job.
Third down, a long 6 for the Irish at the Pomeroy 16-and-a-half-yard line. Three receivers, 2 left, 1 right. And Wood back to pass. Pass far side. He's got Raymond. Raymond breaks the tackle at the 11. Far side, he is into the end zone. And Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden. First down. A Tompkins Appliance touchdown. A touchdown pass of 16 yards to Malachi Raymond, Steve.
Yeah, and Raymond did a great job. A little shake and bake there to get around the defender. And was able to run and scamper in for untouched for 6 points. Nice job.
And your Minyagi Hauling Services score is now DeSales 20 and Pomeroy no score with 7:28 remaining in the second quarter. Now the Chase Electric two-point conversion after another Irish entry into the Premier Motors end zone. Two receivers right, one left, empty backfield. And Wood sets up to pass, pass over the middle. The pass is out of the hands of Jason Guest and incomplete. So the score holds at DeSales 20 and Pomeroy no score. 7:28 remaining in the second quarter, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Another Farmers Insurance kickoff coming for Malachi Raymond and the Irish, who lead the Pomeroy Pirates 20-0 with 7:28 remaining in the second quarter. A high end over end kick going to be taken at the 15-yard line. Ball carrier across the 20, across the 25, far side 30. He's to the 35 and going to be thrown down on the far side. A nice return. A fine return on the part of Huey. And Raymond with the stop, Steve.
Yeah, he gave it a good boot, and looks like the rain's starting to drop a little bit.
22-yard return by Wyatt Huey.
And Pomeroy will start this series at its 37-yard line, first down and 10 yards to go. Wide side of the field to the right. Signal's called. And Vecchio takes a low snap, going to hand it off to Harris, coming around the near side. Irish string it out pretty well, but a tackle is broken. Maddox Filan almost had him at the line of scrimmage, but there to finish him off was Mateo Jimenez. But a good gain on first down, a gain of four on the play, Steve.
Yeah, it was a positive gain. That was a good run. But the Irish did a good job of stringing that all the way to the sideline, and they were lucky to get that four. So, nice job.
Wide side of the field to the left.
The play, second and seven at the 41.
Second down, a long six to go, and a snap back to Harris. And Harris is going to pick and choose his way. He almost, well, he fumbled the football, but it was after he had made contact with the ground. Tough break for the Irish. Very close to a fourth Pomeroy turnover in this first half, but Harris gets ahead for an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. He picks up a half dozen yards on the play to the 47-yard line. And the Pirates up to the line of scrimmage, the hurry-up offense. Vecchio, the quarterback, takes the snap. Going to take it up the middle, and Hudson Hall swallows him up just past the line of scrimmage, Steve.
Yeah, Hudson's all said, nope, you're not going to get much on this one. And that was he did a good job of getting through that line of scrimmage. And he's putting on a good swim move and just going through that line of scrimmage and not giving their defenders a chance.
So no gain on the play. Second down, 10 yards to go for Pomeroy at its 47-yard line. 20-0 to Sales. We're past the midway point of the second quarter. And Vecchio is going to be sacked by Dominic Fazzari back at the 40-yard line. Mishandled the center snap. Dominic Fazzari coming from the far side, and the DeSales defensive end makes the stop, Steve.
Yeah, Dominic came unobscured. He wasn't blocked by nothing. There wasn't even a shadow in his way, and he was able to get in there for the tackle in the backfield. So what do we got going on now?
They'll give him forward progress to the 42-yard line.
Headlight!
I'm not sure what we got going on here, so the officials looking at something needs to be fixed. Oh, that's what it's. Somebody off the field has got their lights into the play of field.
All right.
It does mess with you. It's a call that officials do have to make occasionally, and they'll ask for somebody to turn their lights off.
So a sack on the play back to the 42-yard line. It'll be third down and a long 15 to go for the Pirates. The lights are still on. Somebody needs to get word to that individual to turn the lights off, and then we can resume play here. Your Manyagi Hauling Services score with 5:38 remaining in the second quarter. DeSales 20, and Pomeroy no score, Steve.
Yeah, and I've seen it the other way in a 2A school on the west side. We had to turn lights on so we could see the game. It was so dark on the field, so I guess you get to see it every which way in high school football.
And the lights are off, and we are back to play.
Play resumes, third down, 16 yards to go for the Pirates.
Go, Pirates!
Vecchio in the shotgun, awaiting the center snap. Takes it at the knees. He's back to pass. Hall is after him. Pass to the far side is incomplete. The pass over Harris in the far flat and incomplete, and a good rush that time by Hudson Hall, Steve.
Yeah, and Hudson Hall actually made that play be incomplete because he put enough pressure on that quarterback that because the quarterback was either going down or he threw it. Hudson Hall would have laid him out.
Fourth down, 16 yards to go for the Pirates at the 41.
Pirates up to the line of scrimmage at their 42-yard line, tight formation. Vecchio takes the snap. Circles to pass, pass near side. The pass is caught. A penalty flag is thrown. Manning Filan, or make that Maddox Filan, with the tackle on McKernan near side. And I'm thinking the Irish might refuse this penalty if it is against the Pomeroy Pirates because the ball carrier was tackled short of first down yardage, Steve.
Yeah, and unfortunately where that flag came from, that's one of those block in the back or holding calls. So let's see. That can go either way. Block in the back against Irish.
Sales call for defensive holding.
Defensive holding.
And that, very, very costly.
Second
The good news is it's going to remain fourth down. I thought it was an automatic first down, but that's not the case.
Nope.
Thankfully. So that'll bring up fourth down.
Penalty takes about
and a long six to go.
The Irish just need to get a stop right here and get decent field position.
Ball to DeSales, 48-yard line. Pirates, the line of scrimmage, a lot of shifting on the part of the Irish defensively. And Vecchio back to pass. Here comes the rush. A big-time hold on Hudson Hall. It's not called. And here are a couple of tackles broken. McKiernan is going to get ahead for an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. Steve, there was a big-time hold on Hudson Hall as he came up the middle, but it was not called.
Yeah, that's going to get missed. Now, it shouldn't get missed because if you could see it from here, it was definitely out in front of God and everybody, but it's going to happen.
The ball at the 37-yard line, a gain of a dozen, and here is Harris on a running play, and Harris is going to be spilled by Manning Filan.
And
he might lose a yard on the play.
And unfortunately, we can't yell out.
He was stopped at the line of scrimmage. No gain. The previous play netted 12 yards for the Pirates, and an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. And a delayed snap. Here's Harris around the near side. He's going to be thrown down by Mateo Jimenez. And also there for the defense was Dominic Fazari, Steve.
Yeah, and that did fool some of the defense, but it didn't fool them all. But that worked out for a loss, so we'll take that.
And a loss of four on the play back to the 41-yard line of the Irish. 20-0 to Sales, 4:06 and counting left in the second quarter. Wide side of the field to the left. Vecchio takes the snap, backpedals to pass, has time, throws his pass down the middle. The pass is going to be off the hands of Jason Gaston, incomplete. And a pretty good rush that time by Dominic Fazari on the quarterback. And that will result in fourth down. Fourth down and long yardage coming up. Fourth down and about 14 yards to go for the Pomeroy Pirates. Wide side of the field to the left. And again, Vecchio in the shotgun formation. He's back to pass. Pass to the far side receiver is there. The pass is out of his reach and incomplete. And the Irish will take over on downs at their 41-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, and it's a tough situation. It looks like we're going to get a little break in the rain. And I'm sure the wind will kick up next. So,
Irish take over first.
I told the listening audience before, we're almost at ground level. And it's raining so hard that Roy's not going to be able to do a good job on stats. But Roy does a good job, so let Roy have a little bit of slack today. He's doing a good job.
First and 10 to Sales at its 41-yard line. Two receivers left. Bingham in the backfield along with Wood. Going to take the handoff. Bingham far side breaks at 50. He's to the 45, the 40, the 35, the 30. And he will go down to the Pomeroy 25-yard line going off the right-hand side. A big run for Caleb Bingham. A 34-yard advance. And Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down, Steve.
Yeah, that was a Caleb Bingham run right there. He just rumbled and bumbled and did his deal and put some yardage on the board, that's for sure. So I think the Pomeroy faithful haven't seen this year out of their boys, and this is a tough pill to swallow sometimes.
Just inside of 3.5 minutes time remaining, second quarter. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score to Sales 20, and Pomeroy no score. The Irish up to the line of scrimmage, first and 10 at the Pomeroy 25-yard line. Three receivers, two right, one left. Empty backfield. Wood takes the snap, drops back to pass, sets up. Throws a deep ball down the middle. Raymond is there, and Raymond makes the catch for an Edward Jones. Hammering Hank Warden first down. A Tompkins appliance touchdown of 25 yards.
That was a beautiful play and well executed. And Malachi Raymond was wide open and was able to run that in for six. So nicely done, guys.
DeSales into the Premier Motors end zone for the fourth time in this first half. 3:03 remaining in the second quarter. DeSales now up 26-0 over the Pomeroy Pirates with a Chase Electric two-point conversion upcoming. Irish up to the line of scrimmage. Over the football at center is Hudson Hall. Receiver near side. Cohen Wood under center. Takes the snap. Going to pitch near side to Bingham. And Bingham will trot into the end zone near side for the Chase Electric two-point conversion. And with 3:03 remaining in the second quarter, DeSales 28 and Pomeroy no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again in Pomeroy, along with Steve Taylor. I'm Roy Elier. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 28 and Pomeroy no score. 3:03 remaining to be played in the second quarter. This contest that will determine bragging rights in the Southeast 1B League for 2025, a battle of division champions here today. The great division champion Irish opposing the wheat champion Pomeroy Pirates. The Farmers Insurance kickoff by Malachi Raymond to the far side. A short kickoff. It is muffed around the 29-yard line and going to be recovered by the Pomeroy Pirates and returned by the Pomeroy Pirates to the 30-yard line. Caleb Perkle with a nice tackle in the middle of the field on Nolan Newberg. Newberg will advance just a couple of yards on the return. He gets to the 30-yard line before being pancaked by Perkle, Steve.
Yeah, Perkle did a great job of just flying in there and got a great tackle. That was an amazing job. That might be one of the best tackles I've seen.
Wide side of the field to the right, first and 10, Pomeroy at its 30-yard line. And here's a running play to McKernan coming around the near side. They string the play out pretty well. He is slowed down, and he is going to be belted by Hudson Hall after a two-yard advance. He avoided Maddox Phelan near side. Phelan was blocked on the near side, but Hudson Hall clobbered him after a two-yard advance to the 32, Steve.
Yeah, and I also thought they did a good job. Irish did a good job of staying home.
Second and 8 for Pomeroy. Here's a snap back to Harris, and he will slip and go down behind the line of scrimmage. And just in case, Mateo Jimenez was there in good shape for the defense.
Yep, that was Jimenez had that one. He was ready to plant a number on that guy.
Loss of 1, make it 3rd and 9 for Pomeroy at its 31-yard line. 2:10 and counting, the time remaining to be played in the second quarter. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 28, and Pomeroy no score. Wide side of the field to the left. Signals called. Who's going to take the center snap? There are two players back there. It's Vecchio, and he's going to go up the middle. Hudson Hall has him. Hudson Hall trying to strip the football. A couple other teammates there as well. And he has stopped at the line of scrimmage, Steve. Maybe got ahead for a yard, but not much more.
Right. Is there a flag on the field, or is that a leaf?
A leaf.
Okay. And Hudson Hall, didn't you tell me that he's going to play nose tackle?
Yep, he was starting at nose guard today.
Wow, that's a good position for him.
Timeout to
save. And a timeout called by the Irish with 1:46 remaining to be played in the second quarter. 28-0 to Sales is our score. And when play is resumed, Pomeroy will be facing fourth down and 8 yards to go at its 32-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, and the Irish have done a great job of just swarming on the ball carrier. They're doing a good job with it. And I'm going to be honest with you, I almost think they've taken a little bit out of the Pomeroy playbook because this is the way I'm used to seeing Pomeroy playing. So hats off to Pomeroy. I think maybe the Irish learned a little bit from playing them in years past.
Timeout period coming to a conclusion. The teams back onto the field from their respective Biagi Appraisal Services sidelines. And the Pirates are lining up in punt formation. Huey is back at around his 20-yard line. Jason Guest back deep for the Irish. Good snap from center. And the kick is away. It's an end-over-end kick. going to bounce sideways to the far side, and it's going to roll dead at around the 40-yard line into Sales territory. And it looks like the kick was good for 28 yards, and DeSales will start in good field position at its 41-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, that would have been a worse, I mean, a lot worse for Pomeroy if they didn't go, and we could have stopped them there because we would have been deep in their own territory.
So first and 10 DeSales at its 41-yard line. 1:35 left in the second quarter. DeSales 28, Pomeroy no score. Three receivers, two left, one right, wide side of the field to the left. And Wood is back to pass. Looking. Deep ball far side, and the pass is through the hands of Maddox Filan and incomplete. Tough break there. Tough break there for the Irish. It looked like Filan was there in good shape for the pass through his mitts and incomplete, Steve.
Yeah, the hands are, the gloves are wet, the hands are wet, and receiving it and throwing it, so it's not going to be that easy. But we are getting a break in the rain, so everybody is good and wet, and so we'll see how this adjusts. They adjust.
Again, three receivers, two left, one right. Wide side of the field to the left, second and 10 DeSales at its 41-yard line, and Wood back to pass again, going to throw a deep ball down the middle for Raymond, and Raymond has the ball, goes off of his chest and incomplete. He had a couple of steps on the Pomeroy defender on that occasion, Trayton Kimball, but the pass off of number 11 and incomplete, Steve.
Yeah, and I keep reminding everybody that Trayton Kimball's a freshman, and he does a great job on the reception, on the coverage on that. Beautiful job. So
another incompletion stops the clock with a minute and 22 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 28, and Pomeroy no score. Empty backfield. Wood in the shotgun formation. Pass near side. The pass caught by Maddox Filan. And Filan looking for a block to be set up. It is set up by Guest. And Filan will go out of bounds near side. Gets a shove on the near side, and he was out of bounds. But he is going to have an Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down in Pomeroy territory at the Pirates' 48-yard line. A passing advance of 11, Steve.
Yeah, and that shove at the sideline wasn't too bad. But the problem is, because of the weather, they're not seeing that line as well as they'd like to. But the officials should make sure that this game doesn't get away from them and they call that kind of stuff.
I want to apologize. A gain of 16 to the Pomeroy 44-yard line. But it is an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down for the Irish. Wide side of the field to the right. Two receivers right, one left. 1:11 remaining in the second quarter. Wood back to pass. Sets up. Far side, pass for Filan. Ball is caught, and he will drag a tackler inside the 30. He bulldogs him down at the 29-yard line, but a good passing advance for the Irish. A gain of, let's see, will it be 14 or 15? It's a gain of 14 to the 30. Another Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down. The Irish in the hurry-up offense. Empty backfield again, and Wood will bobble the center snap, pick it up, look, get a pump, and now he is going to be chased. Throw it to the far side and throw the football away. A nice play on the part of Wood as he was pressured that time by the Pirates. He was outside the pocket, rolling to the far side and throws the ball away, Steve.
Yeah, Cohen Wood did a great job on that, and he threw it into a zone where there was a receiver, so at least there was somebody there to keep it from being intentional grounding, and very good job. So here we go.
Second down, 10 yards to go for the Irish at the Pomeroy 30-yard line. 45 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 28, and Pomeroy no score. Again, an empty backfield for the Irish. And Wood back to pass. Penalty flag is thrown. Throws a deep ball to the near side. Filan is wide open, but he cannot come up with it around the 5-yard line. And I'm guessing that the Irish are going to be flagged for illegal procedure. But we'll see, Steve.
Yeah, Kaiser Harris with a good job of coverage on that. Was close enough to make that not be an easy play, that's for sure. So we're winding down this second quarter, though. It's hard to believe this is only the second quarter.
Let's see if they refuse the penalty. They will. It'll bring up third and 10 for the Irish at the Pomeroy 30-yard line.
I'm sure Pomeroy would like to get another shot at trying to get six on this thing.
Irish up to the line of scrimmage. Wide side of the field to the left. Two receivers left, one right. Single set back in the backfield, and Wood back to pass. Going to throw a deep ball to the far side, or near side, I should say, for Guest, and Guest will not come up with a football. That's going to bring up fourth down for the Irish, fourth and 10 at the Pomeroy 30-yard line. And I'm thinking in this situation, Steve, still 31 seconds left in the second quarter. Let's see if we can pick up another Edward Jones hammer and Hank Gordon first down and move the chains.
Yeah, that would be a good idea rather than going for the home run ball. And I just wanted to say, number 25, Wyatt Hewitt, with a good job of defending on that.
Oh, yes.
So the Pirates are doing a good job. I just think the Irish are stepping up and playing well. So
Irish up to the line of scrimmage, fourth down, 10 yards to go at the Pomeroy 30-yard line. Wood in the shotgun, and the snap is going to go over his head, and the ball is going to be recovered by the Pomeroy Pirates. So a bad snap from center. Now Pomeroy with a chance with 27 seconds left in the second quarter. The Irish turn the football over. Looked like the Irish might have an opportunity to score there, but they are turned aside. The bad snap. A team loss of 15 yards on the play, and Pomeroy has excellent field position at its 45-yard line.
Yeah, I think that was my spotter says that was Peyton Cannon that got that fumble. So and that's Grandpa telling me that right there. So good job, Grandpa.
And a bobbled snap, and the ball carrier is down. He is down right there. Harris took that snap that went along the ground. He was on one knee, so that'll be a team loss for the Pirates. And the clock continues to run. That might be the final play of this first half. Pomeroy at the moment doesn't look like they're in any hurry, and now they are going to signal for a timeout with 7 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 28, and Pomeroy no score, Steve.
Yeah, and this gives them an opportunity. 7 seconds is enough to get that score, so all they got to do is just throw something down there and make something big happen. And, you know, Pomeroy's good enough to do that. So right now it seems uncharacteristic for them to be a goose egg on the scoreboard. So this is I'm sure the coach is figuring it out. And they got another half to make all sorts of things happen.
Bill, DeSales will receive the second half kickoff. You recall they won the toss when the proceedings began here this afternoon and elected to defer. And let's see what happens here on second down and long yardage at the Pomeroy 42 after a team loss of 3 yards. Empty backfield. And back to pass is Vecchio. Pass over the middle. The pass is caught. Now be careful. Better tackle the guy. You better tackle him. And a fumble on the play. And we do have a penalty flag thrown as the ball was caught. It was caught over the middle by Miller. And another penalty flag is thrown. There's a DeSales player flat on his back. And it might be one of those situations, Steve, where a block is uncalled for.
Yeah, that could have been a late hit. But if the penalty is against the Irish, we're going to go with one on time down. And we'll just have to see what they sort out here. So the officials are getting together now. Three officials are getting together. And they're not deciding to go to Vasari's for pizza. They're deciding what's going on for the penalty here. So I don't have to read lips to know what they're talking about. So this is what I had. This is what I had. And then how are we going to enforce it? And I know everybody always says, well, they're just talking about what they're doing after the game. But that's not what they're doing.
Jason Guest, thankfully, goes to the far sideline on his own power. Let's see if that passing advance will stand. Personal foul was called against Pomeroy. Personal foul, the call. Let's see if they refuse the penalty. If they do, I think that'll be the end of the first half. Or will they push them back? I'm not exactly sure yet. I think it might have been a targeting call on Pomeroy. The penalty is refused. The play will stand. And that brings the first half of play to a conclusion. So that pass caught over the middle and a nice advance by Miller. And it was a very, very good gain on the final play of the first half. It carried to or around the DeSales 30-yard line. And here at the halftime, The DeSales Irish go into the break with a 28-0 lead over the Pomeroy Pirates. That is your Manyagi Hauling Services score. We now invite you to stay tuned for the Tallman's Pharmacy Halftime Report after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Are you experiencing a slow drain? Call today and whoosh it away. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're offering a $99 main drain line opening. Slow drains, clogs, backed up toilets, and stinky odors mean your sewer line needs to be opened. Don't ignore the problem. It's only going to get worse. Call Total Comfort Solutions today. Our technicians always respond quickly to drain problems. We'll open your drain and whoosh your problems away. Call 204-1744. Total Comfort Solutions. One less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And back once again, Liebecker Field in Pomeroy, Washington, along with Steve Taylor. I'm Roy Elia, the DeSales Irish, leading the Pomeroy Pirates here at halftime by a score of 28-0. Winner of this game will claim the Southeast 1B League Football Championship for 2025. This a battle of division champions. The Irish prevailing over Liberty Christian last Friday night at Ty Baffney Field to claim the Grape Division title, while Pomeroy came into this afternoon's contest as Wheat Division champions for 2025. We now welcome you to our halftime report presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. We're going to begin our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report with a little back and forth between my broadcast partner, Steve Taylor, and I. And Steve, let's first talk about DeSales volleyball. It's true they did not make it to the postseason, but still a lot of excitement, including that season-ending victory last Thursday night.
Yeah, who did they beat? I don't remember. I'm getting old and senile. I don't remember.
Walla Walla Valley Academy.
Walla Walla Valley Academy. And congratulations to Coach Steve and crew. And I mean, they had a good year, and Steve seemed pretty positive. And you know, at the end of it, there's only one guy that gets their hand raised. So that's just the way it goes. And I know if all those listeners that are used to listening to this, Roy comes up with some stats and does a great job. And Roy is fantastic at that. But the situation, we're unforced to broadcast from the rain. We're not complaining. I like the rain. But he's broadcasting from the rain, and his papers are soaking wet, and he's not going to be able to do it. So I know he's frustrated, but he's doing the best he can. So, Roy, keep up the good work, buddy.
Your Manyagi Hauling Services score, as we are just under 4.5 minutes into our halftime break. DeSales 28 and Pomeroy no score. We're going to continue our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report with an athletic director's update. Of course, it's presented by the good folks local Michael Floor Council, 766 Knights of Columbus in Walla Walla. And Steve, let's talk about DeSales Sports in the fall, especially this football season, which has been a great one.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and I'm going to tell a story about last week. I never even knew that anybody knew my face, and one of the players gave me a hug and said thank you, and I didn't even, and he called me by name, and I think that's pretty cool. And these Irish are just a great group of young men, and they're coached by a good group of guys, and I'm really impressed with their character. And I think character is the right word, because the sportsmanship gets used a lot, but character in football is a huge deal. So, but anyway, it's we're doing the best we can. Now I got people eating hot dogs in front of me. So anyway, I know normally you guys would have all sorts of stats and all sorts of stuff, but like I said, Roy's got to deal with some pretty wet papers, and I know he doesn't want to keep hearing it. The rain's picked back up, so all the farmers got to be happy. It's not necessarily fun for a football game, but it is fun for the farmers. Roy?
So our athletic director's update during this season, we certainly want to thank the Knights of Columbus, Michael Floor Council 766 in Walla Walla, for their sponsorship of our athletic director's update. And we would usually continue our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report with the score DeSales 28 and Pomeroy no score, with halftime statistics presented by our good friend, DeSales alum Eddie Unk of the MacArthur Company. But unfortunately, due to the weather conditions and the paper being dismembered, dismantled, dislodged, because of the weather, we are unable to provide you with any statistics here in the first half. But we can tell you that the DeSales Irish played themselves a solid first half, Steve.
Yeah, that they did. And I'm going to say that that Pomeroy did a good job. They're not going to be 8-0 and be one of the top teams in the state and not be any good. They're a good team. They're well coached. And today they just ran into the DeSales Irish, and the Irish have been clicking on all cylinders this year. And the defense for this team has just been outstanding today. And obviously the offense hasn't been too bad either to put 28 points on against a very, very good Pomeroy team. And I really think that, and I don't have the stats to back it up, but this is my personal observation. I kind of think that we've taken some plays out of the Pomeroy playbook, and the Irish are using them, because they've done a great job of moving the football. Not a lot of smash mouth football, and with this kind of weather, that's the thing to do. It says you don't need to be airing it out all the time, but you do need to air it out enough to keep the defense honest. And I've been pretty impressed with Josh's play calling, so he's mixing it up just right.
And Steve, let's give a pat on the back to the DeSales defense that forced multiple turnovers in that first half.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I think, I swear, putting number 21, Hudson Hall, as a nose tackle was a smart call. He has been doing a great job. And even if he didn't cause the fumble, he has caused the disturbance to cause the fumble, if that makes any sense. But he's doing a great job. I'm really impressed with Hudson Hall. And Caleb Bingham has just been everywhere. He's doing a great job in the defense. And he's been running the ball. But this is his kind of game where it's wet and windy and smash mouth football is Caleb Bingham's kind of day. So pretty impressive.
Well, the Irish were impressive in that first half, not only having to battle the Pomeroy Pirates, but also having to battle the elements. The rain has returned to Liebecker Field here in Pomeroy, but at the moment, everything is A-OK for the DeSales Irish, who lead the Pomeroy Pirates here at halftime by a score of 28-0. And we're going to continue our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report after we take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
My name is Father Leo Paddling Hug. Just because I'm a religious figure, that doesn't mean that there is a wall between us. And that's why I take my job very seriously. When I see people praying sometimes, they don't look religious. They look constipated, which is why we got to make it bite-sizable, which is the name of my third book.
Father Leo Paddling Hug is coming to Walla Walla's Assumption Parish for a three-day mission on November 8th, 9th, and 10th. Stay tuned for more information.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. The season has changed and so has our inventory. We have almost 150 new Toyotas both on the ground and arriving shortly. We also have over 80 used cars, trucks, and SUVs ranging from the under $10,000 starter car to the slightly used Toyota certified vehicle. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at Liebecker Field in Pomeroy, along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia. The DeSales Irish leading the Pomeroy Pirates here at halftime by a score of 28-0 in this contest to determine supremacy and the king of the hill, if you will, in Southeast 1B League football for 2025. The Irish winning the Grape Division Championship, Pomeroy victorious in the Wheat Division during this 2025 campaign. Both of these teams coming into this game undefeated, and at the moment, things are looking good for the Irish. But, Steve, we need to remind ourselves we still have a second half yet to play.
Yeah, and Pomeroy is definitely capable of putting some points on the board. I've seen some games where they were in the 80s this year, and so they definitely know how to score. So we have to keep an eye on them. We have to keep the pressure on and keep pushing. And I'm not going to – I know I normally ask for that goose egg to go away, but I'm not going to make that calm today this time because they are a very good team. They're very well coached, and like I said, they wouldn't be 8-0 if they weren't. And the one thing, there is more than just the league championship on this. They are working on the playoff situation, and so the next week's game will be determined is if the number one will probably play a lesser seed, say a number four or a number six. I'm not sure how many people in this division get to go to into the playoffs, but being the number one seed gives you that opportunity to play the lowest seed. And it gives us the opportunity to play at Ty Baffney Field, which I think Roy would like that because we'd be inside and in dry. So,
compared to what we have experienced today, absolutely.
And I think the last time anybody was this wet, they didn't Noah build an ark about this time?
No, probably.
So we're going to be coming up on the three-minute warm-up, so we got to maybe take another break in here pretty soon. But that's up to Roy. And we're down to a minute left on this, on the halftime clock. And then they got to give us a three-minute warm-up.
Well, that break idea sounds like a good one. That's going to do it for our halftime report. It was presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. Your Miyagi Hauling Services score here at halftime, DeSales 28 and Pomeroy no score. We'll be back for the second half of this 8-man football game after we step aside for a two-minute timeout. Listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Three out of four people who are acquiring a dog desire a puppy, but don't overlook adult dogs that may be unwanted or those among the many animals available through local shelters and purebred rescue organizations. Adult dogs are usually housebroken and are accustomed to a less rigorous feeding schedule than a puppy. Plus, adult dogs will require less of your energy to make them part of your family. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The third quarter is presented by ACO, Janitorial Services. The Irish were assessed a 15-yard penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct. Pomeroy kicked off from the DeSales 45-yard line, then kicked the ball into the end zone for a touchback, and DeSales sets up scrimmage at its 20-yard line. A little shovel pass by Cohen Wood to Malachi Raymond is going to gain a positive yardage out to the 25-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, Raymond ran a long way to gain 5 yards, but he ran it the right way. And got kind of taken down a little hard there at the end, but I think that official is going to have to maybe pick that part of the game and get that to stop.
White side of the field to the right, receivers each way, second and 5 to Sales at its 25-yard line. And an inside handoff going off the right-hand side, going for Edward Jones. Hammering Hank Warden first down is Caleb Bingham, I believe, and it is. He is ahead for an Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down. A 10-yard gain on that carry, Steve.
Yeah, and he carried a number 55, 157-pound player that entire distance was on his back.
Irish up to the line of scrimmage. Tight end Dominic Vasari lined up on the left-hand side. Two receivers out to the right-hand side. Bingham in the backfield. And Wood will pass to the far side. The pass is going to be caught. And it's going to be run down the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline far side. And the receiver is going to be taken out of bounds at or around the midfield stripe. Jason Guest with the reception for the Irish. And it will gain very, very good yardage out around the midfield stripe, Steve.
Yeah, and I think that little pass out to the flat like that's going to be open all day long until somebody stops it. So nice job. The coaches recognize that.
First and 10 to Sales at its 48-yard line after a 13-yard passing advance. And a high snap. It is bobbled by Wood. It is loose on the ground, taken by Pomeroy.
And the fumble recovery by number 44, Peyton Cannon. That's his second one today. Nice job.
So a careless mistake by the Irish, and Pomeroy gets the ball on the second DeSales turnover of the ball game. An issue with the center snap, so the DeSales defense going to have to come up big here as we're only a minute and a half into the third quarter. DeSales up 28-0, but Pomeroy with an early opportunity here in the second half. And the snap goes back to Harris. Harris rolls near side, going to throw a pass, and it's going to be an immediate tackle near side by Bingham. McKernan with the reception. Off the pass from Harris, it'll pick up a yard on the play, bringing up second and nine, and Pomeroy will go with the hurry-up offense.
Yeah, Bingham was on there like he was his shirt, McKernan's shirt. But that was a nicely job. Nice job covering that, Caleb.
So a gain of one on the pass play, second and nine for the Pirates at the DeSales 44-yard line. Just inside of 10 minutes left, third quarter, 28-0 DeSales. That's your Manyagi Hauling Services score, and we have penalty flags thrown before the snap of the football. And this call is going to go against who? Dead ball foul. Might be illegal participation against DeSales. Well, the last thing we need now is another mistake of that kind.
Yeah, we don't need that.
So a 5-yard penalty will make it second and four for the Pirates. Second down and 4 yards to go. Harris takes the snap. Going to run near side. And Harris, another penalty flag is thrown behind the play. And I think this one is going to go against Pomeroy, Steve.
Yeah, let's see. So we've got a little holding going on there. And that was right at that point of attack where they attacked the line of scrimmage. And that's usual. And what do you have to do? You just have to move your feet.
That's true.
We ever said that?
Many, many times.
Many, many times.
So the ball is going to come back. Outside the Sales 45-yard line. It's at the 46, where it'll be second down and about 13 yards to go.
Second down, 13 yards to go.
After the 10-yard walk-off. And Vecchio takes the snap, goes up the middle, and he is going to be wrapped up. Still working very, very hard is the quarterback Vecchio before he is thrown back. But Vecchio will get past the line of scrimmage. He will advance for... Yeah, let's see, about three and a half yards on the play. Let's call it four. Third down, a long 9 to go for Pomeroy at the DeSales 43-yard line. 28-0 DeSales. That's your Manyagi Hauling Services score. 9:13 and counting left in the third quarter. The rain continuing to come down here in Pomeroy. Wide side of the field to the left. Harris takes the center snap. We'll run near side. Harris will go out of bounds, shoved out of bounds on the near side. Looked like he was shoved out of bounds by Caleb Bingham, but he will pick up positive yardage, set up a fourth down and manageable situation for the Pirates. He'll pick up 3 yards, Steve.
Yeah, that he was shoved out of bounds pretty aggressively, but it was a good job of stringing that play out, so keep the yardage to a minimum.
5 yards to go at the 39.
Ball at the 39-yard line. Harris. Empty backfield, long count.
Trying to draw us
outside. And he takes the center snap. We'll run to the far side. Irish trying to string the play out. And he is going to be tackled close to first down yardage.
Kaiser Harris for the first down.
And he does have the first. He needed 5 yards. He got 5 as he advances far side to around the DeSales 30. We'll make it the 32-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good run. And they got himself snuck up in there. That was a good job. Good job by the defense, or the offense, excuse me, of Pomeroy.
Wide side of the field to the right. Again, Harris in the shotgun. Going to run to the near side this time. Let's see if the Irish can string it out. Harris will cut it back. And he is going to get good yardage near side. And he fumbled the football, but after he was down... And he will pick up 9 yards on the play.
Yeah, that was a good run on the Pomeroy's count. Good job. So, like I said, we said during halftime, Pomeroy is more than capable of putting points on the board, and they're moving down the field right now very effectively.
Gain of 9, the ball at the DeSales 23-yard line. And this time, it is Vecchio back to pass. Pass to the far side. The pass is going to be caught. And receiver going down the far side, inside the 10, inside the 5. He'll have an Edward Jones. Hank Warden first down. And was he out of bounds? Official on the far side, I believe, said he was out of bounds. Or did they say touchdown?
I haven't seen anybody signal a touchdown, but I haven't seen the
official. So it is a Tompkins Appliance touchdown. Ball was caught by Harris. A nice pass by Vecchio. And Pomeroy cashes in the DeSales turnover, and it's now a 28-6 ball game with 7:47 left in the third quarter. Running to the near side is Harris, and Harris will be bashed out of bounds on the near side by Maddox Filan. The Chase Electric two-point conversion try fails. Pomeroy's first entry into the Premier Motors end zone. It comes with 7:46 remaining third quarter. It is now DeSales 28 and Pomeroy 6, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Farmers Insurance kickoff by the Pomeroy Pirates returned very effectively indeed by Maddox Filan. He will give the Irish good field position out across the 40-yard line. A fine, fine return, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good run, and the tight formation that the Pomeroy Pirates are putting together, that really puts a lot of pressure on the defense to do a good job against the receiving team. So here we go.
First and 10 DeSales at its 46-yard line. Minogi Hauling Services score, DeSales 28, Pomeroy 6, 7:36 remaining third quarter. Snap back to Wood, hand off to Bingham. Bingham off the right-hand side, and he will advance very, very well indeed. He is close to first down yardage, but tripped up after a gain of 9, Steve.
Yeah, just keep giving it to Bingham. Bingham's just going to get stronger as this game progresses. He builds his confidence, but this is his kind of game. I keep saying that, and I mean that as a compliment to Caleb Bingham. He's doing a great job.
Gain of 9 on the play to the Pomeroy 45-yard line. Second down, a yard to go for the Irish. We're 5 minutes into the third quarter. DeSales 28 and Pomeroy 6. This time Wood is under center. And Cohn will take the center snap, hand off to Bingham, and Bingham will have an Edward Jones, Hank Wharton first down at the Pomeroy 40-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea to get yourself under center. It also gives Bingham a chance to get a running start at that line of scrimmage and getting the first down. That was a nice run, Caleb. Just keep doing that, and if Caleb gets tired, give it to Jimenez. He can do it.
Edward Jones hammering Hank Wharton first down for the Irish at the Pomeroy 40-yard line. 6.5 minutes and counting left in the third quarter. Shotgun formation. Wood back to pass. Pass near side. The pass is caught by Guest. Jason Guest will get by a defender and down the near sideline. He goes to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone. An Edward Jones hammering Hank Wharton first down. A Tompkins appliance touchdown. What a bonanza on the part of the senior, Jason Guest, who made his way down the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline near side, got by a defender, and races all the way for the touchdown. 40 yards on the play, Steve.
Yeah, nice footwork by Jason Guest to get himself around the defender, and then he was just open, wide open for 6 points. So that was well done, and I think those little short passes are the way we need to do.
Chase Electric two-point conversion after another entry into the Premier Motors end zone by the Irish. And Wood, a play action fake, going to pass to the near side. The pass is caught by Dominic Fazzari for the Chase Electric two-point conversion. A very important response on the part of the Irish after the Pomeroy touchdown just moments ago. The Irish respond with 6:17 remaining in the third quarter. Your Minogi Hauling Services score, DeSales 36 and Pomeroy 6, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Farmers Insurance kickoff by Malachi Raymond, squibbed along the ground, taken by Pomeroy at the 22-yard line, and the ball carrier going to advance up the middle of the field. He is into DeSales territory. Matt Filan hanging on for dear life. He fumbled the football, and the Irish make the recovery. He kept battling and battling for yardage, and the ball is loose. A fumble on the part of the Pirates recovered by Caleb Perkle of the Irish, Steve.
Yeah, and that hopefully the Irish looked at that. And sometimes you can over-struggle, and next thing you know, you fumble the football. And that's what happens. Sometimes it's almost better to go down. I know that doesn't sound right. As the rain picks up.
As an outstanding return by Huey, but he was stripped of the football as Maddox Filan turned him around like a whirling dervish. The ball came loose. And the ball recovered by Caleb Perkle. The Irish back on offense, first down and 10 at their 48-yard line. A big break for the Irish and a momentum killer for the Pomeroy Pirates. Shotgun formation. Wood takes the snap waist high, drops back to pass. Going to throw a deep ball to the near side, looking for Raymond, and Raymond will not come up with the football. Outstanding coverage on the near side by McKernan of the Pomeroy Pirates. And that incompletion stops the clock with 5:56 left in the third. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 36 and Pomeroy 6, Steve.
Yeah, McKernan had a good shot. Even he could have got that ball. That was well defended. But you got to do that now and then. You got to keep that defense honest. And so we go back to the running plays. There's nothing wrong with that. And also it kills some time.
Wide side of the field to the left, two receivers left. Wood in the shotgun. Going to hand it off to Bingham. And Bingham breaks a tackle. Far side he goes. Has an Edward Jones hammer it. Hank Warden, first down and more down the far sideline. The 10, the 5. He is into the end zone. Down the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline. Far side exploding for a 52-yard touchdown run is Caleb Bingham. An Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down, a Tompkins appliance touchdown, another entry by the Irish into the Premier Motors end zone, Steve.
I keep telling you, this is Caleb's kind of game, and he's just having a good time out there, and run that in for six. So that was a great run, and going to give him some water and give him a break, and let's try for two.
Chase Electric two-point conversion upcoming for the Irish with 5:44 remaining in the third quarter. Shotgun formation for Cohen Wood. Going to keep it himself. Now he's going to pitch near side and going into the end zone near side for the Chase Electric. Two-point conversion is Mateo Jimenez. And with 5:44 remaining in the third, DeSales 44, Pomeroy 6. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did.
please check out our inventory at DelGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Farmers Insurance kickoff by Malachi Raymond. Shot down the middle of the field. It is muffed, taken by Huey at the 20-yard line, near side 25. He's to the 30, and he is going to be taken down near side by Santiago Saldana. Martinick was there as well for the Irish special teams. A decent return, and Pomeroy will start in fair field position out across its 35-yard line. We'll call it the 37, Steve.
Yeah, Martinick was the one that surprised me. He got in there and did a great job with that. I'm not meaning that surprised me. It's just we don't get to call his name very often. That was awesome.
A nice job on the part of Evan Martinick. The ball is spotted at the 36-yard line of the Pirates. First down and 10 yards to go. The snap goes back to Vecchio, and Vecchio will break a couple of tackles, and he will get ahead for a couple of yards on the play, perhaps three, before he is brought down, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good run on his part. He was able to get through some arm tackles, and we got to do a little better job of wrapping them up.
Second down, a long seven to go for Pomeroy at its 39-yard line. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score with 5-7 County left in the third quarter. DeSales 44 and Pomeroy 6. Here is Harris looking to go far side. He's going to be thrown down back at the original line of scrimmage by Mateo Jimenez. Started left, came back up the middle, and there was Mateo Jimenez to put him down back at the original line of scrimmage, Steve.
Yeah, Jimenez is doing a great job up there on the line. Him and Hudson Hall have just owned that front. And I can't forget Caleb Ingham up there either. That's been a great front.
35-yard line. Third down, a long 10 for Pomeroy. Just across its 35-yard line. Vecchio takes the center snap. He'll pass to the far side. The pass underthrown and incomplete. There in good shape for the Irish defensively was Tice Wood. But that pass into the turf and incomplete, bringing up fourth down and 10, Steve.
Yeah, Tice Wood thought he had a chance at that one, but he was probably the closest person on the field to that one.
Fourth down, 10 yards to go for the Pomeroy Pirates. At their 36-yard line, Huey drops back in punt formation. Man in motion to the near side, going to be a pass play, and he is going to throw a pass to the far side. Defender there, the pass through the hands of Tice Wood and incomplete. There's a penalty flag down at the 22-yard line. Let's hope the Irish aren't being flagged for a personal foul. Well, that maybe is a leaf, and it is at around the 22-yard line in Pomeroy territory, Steve.
Yeah, it was an inadvertent leaf.
Inadvertent leaf.
Okay. Inadvertent leaf.
I'll accept that.
We have a leaf down on the play.
So that pass by Huey to the far side, nearly picked off. Goes through the hands of Tice Wood, but that's okay. Irish in good field position at the Pomeroy 36-yard line. Amongst the breeze and among the raindrops that are falling at quite a rate here in Pomeroy. Man in motion to the near side is Raymond, and Wood will roll to the far side, going to throw a pass far side. Raymond is wide open, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Cohen Wood rolls to the far side, and Schott puts a pass to Malachi Raymond. And Edward Jones, Hammer, and Hank Warden, first down. A Tompkins appliance touchdown. The Irish into the Premier Motors end zone again. Another touchdown pass from Cohen Wood. This one going to Malachi Raymond. 36 yards, Steve.
Yeah, and it's good news for all the people that are getting wet tonight. They could get to go home early because we're going to be on a running clock.
4:15 remaining in the third. Your Minyagi Hauling Services scored to sales 50 and Pomeroy 6. Chase Electric two-point conversion is run into the end zone by Caleb Bingham. And with 4:15 left in period three, DeSales 52, Pomeroy 6. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Farmers Insurance kickoff to the far sideline, delivered by Malachi Raymond. Ball out of bounds on the Niagi Appraisal Services sideline, far side. And Sales going to be penalized 5 yards for that errant kick. And Pomeroy will start at its 40-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just to keep from getting them to have a breakaway touchdown or something. So let's take the defense that's owned them doing a good job. And we should be in a running clock now.
Well, the clock still shows 4 minutes and 15 seconds left in the third quarter. They're waiting for the chains to get set on the far side of the field. Clock still not running as Harris takes the snap, runs to the near side. And Harris will get by Phelan, and he'll be tossed down by Caleb Bingham after a good positive gain. A gain of 9 on the play for Harris as Pomeroy quickly comes up to the line of scrimmage. Second down, 1 yard to go for the Pirates at their 49-yard line. Minyagi Hauling Services score to Sales 52, Pomeroy 6, 3:50 and counting left in the third quarter. Here is Harris again. Goes to the far side this time. He slips and goes down, and he may have gone down at the line of scrimmage. Might have lost about a half yard on the play, bringing up third down and a long one, Steve.
Yeah, and I'm seeing some new jerseys out there, some cleaner jerseys, but they're augmenting in some younger players.
Third down, a long one to go for the Pirates. This time going up the middle is McKernan. And McKernan will have an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down as he advances into DeSales territory. A nice run on his part. I beg your pardon. It is Vecchio, the quarterback, the starting quarterback for Pomeroy with that advance. And he picks up 4 yards on the play to the Irish 47-yard line. Equal running room to either side. We are down inside of 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter. DeSales 52, Pomeroy 6. That is your Minyagi Hauling Services score. Here is Harris coming around the near side after a play-action fake. He'll be thrown down by Mateo Jimenez, and Jimenez is limping near side just a little bit. Hopefully he is okay as he was favoring his right knee, Steve, after picking up a big-time tackle that resulted in a loss of 5 yards.
Yeah, I'm kind of guessing that might be cramp. He was grabbing at that upper part of his calf, and he just needs to get some water in him. I think he's going to be okay.
Irish. And unfortunately, that stops the clock with 2 minutes and 27 seconds remaining to be played in the third quarter. Well, Steve, Pomeroy gave the Irish a little bit of a scare at the outset of the third quarter, but I'd say the Irish have responded quite well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, they have. They've done a great job. Then Pomeroy's season's not over. This game is for seeding into the next part of the season. And we're going to get one thing, and they're going to come out of this league championship number 2, and they're going to get the next best choice. So Pomeroy's not done with their season, and we can find them again and have to play for a bigger fish than just the league title.
Well, they just announced that the loser of this game is going to play Cusick next week. Didn't hear who the winner is going to play. That, according to legendary public address announcer John Gates, who has been at it here at Pomeroy for some 5 decades. Low snap back to Harris. He'll run to the far side. This kid is quick, and so is the Irish defense, as 3 DeSales defenders overrun Harris. And Bingham runs him down on the far sideline, the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline, far side. A loss back to around the 42-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, that was an amazing run down by Brigham. He had him in his sights and wasn't going to let him go. We talk about stringing it out. That was stringing it out on steroids. That was crazy.
Down 22 yards to go.
Third and 22 coming up for the Pirates. A low snap to Harris. Took it at the knees. A penalty flag is thrown as he advances to the midfield stripe.
Okay, Kaiser Harris, penalty flag on the play.
So that will stop the clock, I believe. The clock is still moving.
Yeah, it should still keep moving.
That's fine with me.
And it should be holding, I'm guessing. But
it is. Holding is the call against Pomeroy. And the Irish may refuse the penalty, bringing up a fourth down situation, fourth down and long yardage.
And I couldn't get the numbers, but I'm going to guess it was the lineman that they picked that ball carrier up and dumped him backwards. That was amazing.
Fourth down now. 48
gain of 7 yards on the play. Fourth down, a long 15 for the Pirates. Wide side of the field to the right. Vecchio and Harris in the offensive backfield. Let's see who gets the snap on this occasion. It's going to be Vecchio. Takes it knee high. Drops back to pass. Going to throw a deep ball down the middle. And the pass is going to be underthrown and intercepted by Jason Guest. But there is a flag down in the defensive backfield. And it may very well go against the Irish. It will for defensive holding.
Yeah, it was a flag, too.
Pass interference against the Irish is the indication.
So the Irish commit an unwarranted mistake. And I think that's going to keep Pomeroy's drive alive. May give him a first down by penalty. And they're still trying to sort things out here. Going to be very, very close to an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down, or it might be just a little bit short. Just a tad short. But fourth and a long 15. Doesn't sound as good as fourth down and less than a yard to go now, does it?
No, but we're going to be out of quarter here in a minute.
And the third quarter comes to an end as the clock hits 000. And after three periods of play, the scoreboard shows DeSales 52 and Pomeroy 6. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you experiencing a slow drain? Call today and whoosh it away. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're offering a $99 main drain line opening. Slow drains, clogs, backed up toilets, and stinky odors mean your sewer line needs to be opened. Don't ignore the problem. It's only going to get worse. Call Total Comfort Solutions today. Our technicians always respond quickly to drain problems. We'll open your drain and whoosh your problems away. Call 204-1744. Total Comfort Solutions. One less thing to worry about.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The fourth quarter is presented by ACO Janitorial Services. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 52 and Pomeroy 6. Pomeroy with the football, fourth down, not a yard to go. DeSales 37 and a half yard line. Awaiting the center snap, the first one of this final quarter. Vecchio takes the snap.
We'll
go off the right side, and he will have an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down just outside the DeSales 35-yard line. He'll pick up a couple of yards on the play, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good job, good call by the coaches, and we just got to keep the clock running, and let's get ourselves to next week. There is no final. This is your final game. Everybody plays next week.
Equal running room to either side. Signals called by Harris. He will run to the far side. Harris still on the move. And the Irish blockers basically shoving the Pomeroy blockers back into the ball carrier. Going to result in a big loss, but there is a penalty flag down on the play.
Yeah, and that's normally going to be holding in there. And with that kind of a play. We did a great job of stringing that out. I can see that holding coming up. And
Irish declined the 4-day penalty.
They wisely declined it, so it's now second down.
Second down.
Second and 15 at the 40.
And 15 to go for the Pirates at the DeSales 40-yard line. A loss of 5 just a few moments ago for Harris and the Pirates. Nice job by the DeSales defenders, literally pushing the Pomeroy blockers back into the ball carrier. And the result, a 5-yard loss. Low snap back to Vecchio. He's being rushed, and Ben Garcia with one hand throws him down back and around the midfield stripe. An amazing sack on the part of Ben Garcia, Steve.
Yeah, Ben Garcia did a great job and did a one-hand tackle on that. Just got him and started spinning, and that was a great job, and that's for a loss. So we're getting that third and a whole bunch.
The guy with quite arguably the cleanest uniform on the field at the present time. He and Tice Wood probably have a competition for that honor.
They'll get dirty quick enough.
Loss of 8 on the play. Third down and long yardage. And the ball carrier going to take the snap. Vecchio takes the snap and goes down.
Loose football recovered by Vinny Vecchio.
Or there was a loose ball. A muff recovered by Pomeroy.
Loss of a yard on the play. It's now fourth
and
down.
And team loss of 1 yard. We'll bring up fourth down.
49.
And a long way to go. Fourth and about 23 yards to go for the Pomeroy Pirates.
That's where it's just easier to say fourth and a cab ride.
2.5 minutes into the fourth quarter. 52-6 to DeSales. A low snap. Vecchio to pass. Plenty of time. He will now roll to the far side. Throws his pass. The pass is going to be off the hands of the intended receiver and incomplete. Mateo Jimenez was there defensively. Nelson was the intended receiver, but the ball off of his hands agonizingly and incomplete. And DeSales will take over on downs after another defensive stand, Steve.
Yeah, it looked like DeSales might have been on a prevent defense there, and they did a good job. So the clock's still running, and as long as we don't have a score, we can let that clock run or a timeout.
So the ball at the DeSales 49-yard line. First down, 10 yards to go. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 52 and Pomeroy 6. Who'd have thunk it? Receivers each way, wide side of the field to the right. Caleb Perkle in the backfield with Cohen Wood, and he's going to get the handoff. And Perkle knocks a Pirate down, and he is going to be bulldogged down after picking up 2 yards on the play to the Pomeroy 49, Steve.
Yeah, and it's a good idea to get Perkle in there and give him some snaps.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Let him get to muddy and find out what carrying the ball on a wet day like this is. Give Bingham a break.
But carried by Caleb Perkle.
So a gain of 2. I met Caleb's mother during the team dinner on Thursday night. A delightful lady, enjoys our broadcast. We greatly appreciate those kind words. Second down, 8 yards to go for the Irish at the Pomeroy 49. Another handoff to Perkle. Perkle goes off the right-hand side this time. And Perkle will pick up at least a couple of more yards on the play as the rain and wind picks up here in Pomeroy, Steve.
Yeah, is it going to rain today, or do you know?
Gain of 3 on the play. We'll bring up third down and 5 yards to go for the DeSales Irish at the Pomeroy 46-yard line. We're 4.5 minutes into the fourth quarter. The running clock is in effect. DeSales 52, Pomeroy 6. That is your Minyagi Hauling Services score.
Third down, 5 yards to go at the 46.
Receivers each way. Perkle in the backfield along with Wood. Perhaps an audible at the line of scrimmage on the part of the Great Division's offensive player of the year, and a handoff to Perkle, and Caleb is going to be driven back after maybe picking up a yard on the play, maybe a yard and a half, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good job, though. We got some youngsters in there and giving them some snaps. I'm glad to see that. I mean, it's a wet, miserable night, and let's get this one over with. Like I said, this isn't the last game for anybody. Both teams are going to get to play next week. Who they're going to play yet isn't 100% sure, but we can start figuring that out during the week. Right now, let's just get this game over.
Hudson Hall over the football at center. Fourth down. A long 3 to go for the Irish. Signals called by Wood. Takes the snap, going to pitch it to Mateo Jimenez coming around the near side. Mateo is going to have an Edward Jones hammering Hank Orton first down. Pomeroy tackler takes him out of bounds on the near sideline, but the clock will continue to roll. We are in running clock mode. A nice gain on the play to the Pomeroy 30-yard line, an advance of 13, Steve.
Yeah, Jimenez is definitely capable of running that ball, and this is a good night for him just to grab that ball and just go play some smash-mouth football. Good job.
5:45 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Yermanyagi Hauling Services score is DeSales 52 and Pomeroy 6. Irish, after achieving an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Wharton first down, scrimmaging from the Pomeroy 30-yard line. Receivers each way. Jimenez in the backfield. He'll get the handoff from Cohen Wood, and he will take a tackler on. A tackler will take him on.
I'll carry by Mateo Jimenez.
Just past the line of scrimmage. Mateo will pick up maybe a yard on the play, Steve.
Yeah, it's a good run. Good job, guys. Keep going and keep pushing the Pomeroy Pirates back. Let's burn up this clock. And, boy, I just don't know what else to say.
We are at 5 minutes. Time remaining in the fourth quarter. DeSales 52 and Pomeroy 6. Irish up to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 9 yards to go at the Pomeroy 29-yard line. Receivers near side. Raymond on the outside and Sam Kolb on the inside. A long count by Wood, taking his time in the shotgun formation. Caleb Perkle is back in the ball game. A low snap, and the ball is going to be recovered, I believe, by Caleb Perkle. An errant snap going to result in a team loss for the Irish. They say that Cohen Wood pounced on it, as a matter of fact. And that's a team loss of 7 yards back to the 37-yard line, but it's all right. 4:16 and counting left in the final period. DeSales on its way to victory here this evening in Pomeroy. Again, shotgun formation. Third down, 17 yards to go.
And what he's waiting for is the back judge to raise his hand. That means that there's 5 seconds left before you start getting over the play clock here.
And there it is. And a snap back to Wood. He'll pass to the far side. The pass is through the hands of Sam Kolb and incomplete. Looking to get Sam Kolb in the statistical column, but it wasn't meant to be, Steve.
Nope. And it's a wet night. It's a good time for the to get a little bit of experience with this because we have the potential to face this the rest of the year, especially if we start playing any of the top teams on the west side. And we got a team from Cathlamet that's sitting out there, Wakayakum, and they're tough, and they're going to be the other undefeated here in about 5 minutes.
Back in punt formation is Malachi Raymond. Ball to Pomeroy, 37-yard line. Low snap, dribbled back to Raymond. He gets the punt away. Nobody back deep for Pomeroy. The ball is going to roll in, be down by Sam Kolb. He was down at the 10-yard line of Pomeroy, a kick of 27 yards, but very effective indeed, Steve.
Yeah, and like we keep saying, there is a next week for everybody. We'll find out who we're going to play later on tonight, and Pomeroy thinks they know who they're playing, but let's just wait, and we'll figure that out on Friday. So, with Pomeroy up.
Just inside of 2.5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. A running play on first down. Now, Steve, we are situated well away from the play, so it might be a little bit of a struggle to know who's carrying the football.
No, it was somebody from Pomeroy was carrying it.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Yeah, does that help you a lot?
Oh, I guess there was a muff on the play. It was recovered by Pomeroy at the line of scrimmage. I believe it was Harris. And now it is a running play up the middle and a very nice gain for the Pomeroy Pirates.
Carried by Trey Kimball.
Kimball with the carry, Steve.
Yeah, and I got faith in Pomeroy. They're gonna do well in the playoffs. And like I said, we may play them again. Who knows?
Gain of 8 on the previous play. Third down, a couple of yards to go for the Pirates at their 18-yard line. 1:32 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Your Yermanyagi Hauling Services score to Sales 52 and Pomeroy 6. And another running play for the Pirates.
Kimball
with the carry. And this time it will result in a loss A lot of youngsters for the Irish into the ball game.
And they're still doing a good job of being very frugal. I mean, they're not allowing anything big. And that's been the key the whole game is don't allow the big play.
Loss of four on the play as we go inside of a minute time remaining in the fourth quarter. Fourth down, 4 yards, or make that 6 yards to go for Pomeroy. A low snap and a running play. Ball carrier near side. He's going to have an Edward Jones. Hank Warden first down and a whole lot more as he goes down the near sideline. Going to be a foot race. Can Cole get to him? Cole will knock him down after a big, big gain all the way down to the DeSales. Let's see, going to mark it at the DeSales 10-yard line. 77 yards on that carry for Huey. First and goal, Pomeroy at the DeSales 10. And the snap is taken. Kimball around the far side, going to take it into the end zone for a Tompkins Appliance touchdown with 8 seconds remaining in the final quarter.
And now the clock will stop because of there's being a score. So,
of course.
But all we'll have to do is just go ahead and deal with this and then take a knee, and that'll be game.
So Kimball scores from 10 yards out after that electrifying play on the previous snap. Chase Electric 2-point conversion for the Pirates. McKernan goes up the middle. And he is in for the Chase Electric 2-point conversion. 8 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. It's now DeSales 52 and Pomeroy 14, Steve.
Yeah, and, you know, Pomeroy's done a good job. I mean, this conditions aren't great. The Irish have been just clicking all season long, and they're continuing to click tonight. And it makes it tough for anybody, but you got to give these Pomeroy Pilots good. They keep fighting and they keep trying. So that's all you can do. It gets a game like this.
Skin will have the trophy presentation for the league champions following the game.
There will be a trophy presentation. We're going to have a very, very quick post game.
Date and time to be determined. And the Irish will be playing host to Wilton. I want to give a shout out to the Ching Gang for sticking out in the weather this.
We have just heard that DeSales will play Wilpinjong next week, and I'm guessing it'll be at Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus. Time and so forth yet to be determined.
Yeah, because our number one should be playing their number four or number six or whatever.
Here's the Farmers Insurance kickoff. It does not go the required 10 yards, but it's recovered anyway by the DeSales Irish. And this ball game is over as Manning Filan puts the final exclamation point up.
End of the game, final score.
And amidst the rain, amidst the wind, the DeSales Irish are your 2025 Southeast 1B League football champions. The Great Division champion Irish defeat the weak division champion Pomeroy Pirates. The final score, DeSales 52 and Pomeroy 14, and we will keep it right here, Steve. We're going to have a very, very quick post-game show presented by our good friends Adam Edwards and DeSales alum Dave Ron at...
So they're going to face...
At... Let me finish the thought, please.
Go for it.
Harold's Power Bat. Now let's hear the fight song. Let's go. Why not? Yes. The things go black.
We help put the game in the sack. When the game is in the
yes. 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 Let the celebration begin here in Pomeroy. The DeSales Irish, your 2025 Southeast 1B League football champions. The Great Division champion Irish defeat the weak division champion Pomeroy Pirates by a final score of 52-14. And Steve, we begin our abbreviated postgame show with the recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game. And you talk about a lot of people that could get that honor.
Yeah, we haven't
you
had
can a, say it now. You don't have to whisper.
Okay, so I'm going to say Caleb Bingham. This has been his game, and what a great job.
Right.
It was the referees, according to the fan. according to Grandpa. But anyway, Caleb Ingham did a great job of just tucking that ball in and never lost it. And then when he was on defense, he just came and nailed everybody. So I was really impressed with Caleb. And so I would like to say Caleb Ingham.
And that's fine with me.
You can't argue with that one.
No, not at all.
So,
and for his efforts here in this title game to decide supremacy in the Southeast 1B League ranked for 2025, Caleb Ingham is recognized as our Eric Kimball CPA Player of the Game. We would provide you with final statistics, but because of the lousy weather conditions and this mess that we have here in Pomeroy, we're not able to provide you with any statistics at all. If we had, they would be presented by our good friend and a sales alum, Eddie Unk, at the MacArthur Company. We appreciate it very, very much. The Irish players right now in the middle of the field celebrating, as well they should, after this victory here this evening over the Pomeroy Pirates. And the sales now looking ahead to the postseason and a game at Ty Baffney Field, Steve.
Yeah, and you said Will Pinnett.
Yep.
I don't know anything about them, but I'll go do my research and find out something about them. But just so I can describe the situation for the fans here, all of our broadcasting equipment sitting under an umbrella. It is pouring on the umbrella right now, and I sure hope that when we lift the umbrella, there's some dry equipment underneath. But we're trying to keep that going. Roy did the best job he could. I know this isn't the easiest thing to do. And Roy, as we get older, we just don't adjust as well as we used to. So you did a good job. I'm proud of you, buddy. And me, I just have to sit over here and sound silly. So I did my job.
And that's going to do it for our abbreviated postgame show from rainy Pomeroy. It was presented by our friends Adam Edwards and DeSales alum Dave Ron at Harold's PowerVac, serving the area since 1968. Harold's PowerVac on Russet Road in Walla Walla. Next week, the DeSales Irish will be taking on Will Pinnett in 1B playoff action. We will have the game for you next weekend. The time and date is indefinite at this point. But rest assured on your home for Irish radio, we will provide that information to you. So DeSales and Will Pinnett next weekend as the second season begins. We want to thank everybody that we possibly can. First, we want to thank the good folks here in Pomeroy for, quote, providing us a broadcast location here at Liebecker Field in Pomeroy, albeit a rainy and miserable one. In any event, we also want to thank the good people in Walla Walla Catholic Schools for their support of our broadcast, including the Principal John Lesko and Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine. Also want to thank our in-studio engineer Gabe Fazzari for a fine job at the controls. I want to thank all of our great sponsors who make these broadcasts possible. And, of course, want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to our broadcast here from Pomeroy. For my broadcast partner, Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia, telling you one final time, the DeSales Irish, your 2025 Southeast 1B League football champions. The DeSales Irish, champions of the great division, defeat the weak division champion Pomeroy Pirates here in Pomeroy. The final score, DeSales 52 and Pomeroy 14. It is now time to return you to the studios of your home for Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2. And from Liebecker Field in Pomeroy, for Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia, wishing each and every one of you in Irish Nation, in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.